Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission, this time around from the city of Brescia, also here in Italy. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans, those of you who have sacrificed everything, those of you who have even sacrificed their sleep to ensure that the message of Biafra is propagated where the sun rises every day. Those of you who have given all, those of you who have traveled back home to ensure that this message, this indomitable message about our restoration is heard all over the world, we must salute your courage, we must salute your dedication, we must applaud you for what you have done for your country. We are here in Italy, our tour of Italy is going on unabated. Our relentlessness is there for all to see. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, I must welcome you, regardless of where you are on this planet. This is your radio station. You fund it, you support it. We are based in London, but we are all over the world. Very soon, we are going to our capital, Enugu, to start broadcasting from there. You gave us money for transmitter. We have bought it. And we are in the process of taking it home. You shouldn't despair. Everything that was thought impossible, everything that men thought could not be done in relation to Biafra, we have done it. We don't make too much noise. The Yoruba newspapers will not write about us. BBC will not comment about us. CNN will not write anything about us because they know that we are formidable. They know we are great. They know we are indomitable because they know we are the children of God. We are here to do what no other person has done before. We are here to do what no other person can do now. And we are here to do what no other person can do even in time to come, because we are the children of God. This is Biafra, and this is Radio Biafra. We broadcast every blessed day without fail. We broadcast every day as the sun follows darkness. As the sun rises every morning, so shall you have Radio Biafra. We must ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to peopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to go and download Radio Biafra app. We are the only indigenous broadcaster with their own bespoke app. Radio Nigeria does not have it. No other body does in the whole of West Africa. Only Radio Biafra. We have our own special app. If you have an Android phone, if you go to Android Market, you will download Radio Biafra app. If you have an Apple product, if you go to iTunes, you will see Radio Biafra app there as well. And by that means, you should also be able to access our live broadcast. We ask you, as always, to tell your friends and your family, inform those around you, tell them, even if they are not Biafrans, this very message must go around the earth. Regardless of the nationality of your friend, your wife, your husband, wherever you are, please tell them to go and listen to Radio Biafra. It is very, very important. We must make sure that the name Biafra is not forgotten, that people discuss it, that governments of the world discuss Biafra every blessed day. And as long as we live, as long as I breathe, we must get Biafra by every means necessary. We have not stolen from anybody. We have not done anything wrong. The only crime we have committed is to be blessed by God. That is why they hate us, and that is why they kill us. We are here to put that humiliation to an end. We are here to put it to an end that they cannot bomb you anymore in the northern part of the zoo. They can no longer deport you from Lagos. Your properties will no longer be seized. It will no longer be demolished. Your home will not be ravaged by kidnappers. You no longer live in shame. That is why we are here. Most importantly, to take you home to where you belong. There are not many people from Brescia living in Ohozara. Not many people from Brescia living in Ozakoli. What are we doing here? We shouldn't be here. I, myself, is also guilty of that same crime. We are living outside our land. We live everywhere else apart from where we are supposed to live, which is Biafra land. We are here to do you a favor. We are here to return you to your father's compound where you should live. We are here to take you back to your country so you can develop it. Make it as beautiful as Italy. Make it look as nice as Brescia. Because if you don't do it, it is called abdication of responsibility. You are abdicating your responsibility, and that is why the people here, where we stay, we are broadcasting this evening, can never respect you. They can never love you. Never. N'ihi na onweghi ihe ọwụla I mere na onweghi ike gị nwaanyị akpọghị nna. Ọ ga-akpọ gị dee, which is uncle. Never. You don't come from this place. You will continue to be a fifth class citizen. If you like, you have your children here. They will be insulted at school. They will be humiliated. Because this is not where they come from. They come from somewhere. It is incumbent upon you to take your children back to where they come from. That is part of our message this very evening. We preach this very gospel relentlessly every blessed day. And as we are speaking from this very hall in Brescia, over 5 million people are listening all over the world. We are formidable. We don't make too much noise. The reason why maybe some of you have not heard about us is because the Yorubas hate us. Every Yoruba newspaper, they hate us. They hate me. They despise me. Because I tell Yorubas who they are to their faces. They don't like us. They would not like to give us what they refer to as the oxygen of publicity. So if you have not heard about our work, I'm afraid it's because those that command the heights of media in the zoo have decided to turn the light off when it comes to your plight. So they can deport you, they can kill you, they can sack Stella Odua. They can do all manner of abominable things and nobody will ask them questions. We are here to reverse every damage done to our people. This is the first time that anything resembling a media of a global significance has risen to champion and to defend the interests of Biafrans all over the world. Everywhere in the world, wherever you go to, today, we are telling you because we've been to Brescia, any country you want to go to, you come on Facebook, you speak to your coordinator, you speak to the national here in Italy, you tell them, I want to travel to so-and-so place. You will have somebody waiting for you at the airport. We don't believe in theory. We don't believe in all the nonsense. They have to be one. We practicalize it. We put it into practice. If you die today, we will take you home. If you have a naming ceremony, we will come. If you can host us, because we are too many. Anything you want, we will give to you. Anything at all you want, you travel from here to Canada, there will be somebody to meet you at the airport. You don't have anywhere to sleep in the U.S., we'll provide a place for you to sleep. We don't preach one near the number. We are more interested in Onurube One Nabaloso. We want to bring into tangible reality those things we dream about and theorize about. We don't believe in theory. Theory. Ibo Jikoto Onunu will come together. We don't believe in that nonsense. We practicalize it. We don't know you before. I don't know him before. But by one singular act, by an Igbo son, by a Biafran living in Brescia, this very gospel has come to this place. If he did not believe in one needy number, if he doesn't believe in Onurube One Nabaloso, we would not be here. So let people not tell you don't love each other. We love ourselves even when we have not met each other. That is how formidable we are. We have something that no other country has on this earth right now. Wherever you go to, you will find us. Let us turn our disadvantage into advantage. Let us use that thing that people laugh at us about and convert it into our advantage. All you need to do is to come out on the 30th of May of this year and remember those that went to the trenches and died for you. And then you will see what Chukwu Abiyama will do for you. That's all you need to do. Wherever you are. They say Igbo Bike. The reason why I stopped using Igbo adage was because there are some things we say in Igbo adage we cannot be man enough or brave enough to convert into reality. If you move from the realm of theory into simple, tangible practice, you will have your freedom, your dignity will be restored, your honor will be brought back to you, and your inheritance will be bestowed onto you. Very simple. Let us use Igbo Bike as an example. You are everywhere in the world. In other words, if you want Biafra to be discussed at the UN next week, you can make it happen. All you need to do is to rise up wherever you are in the world and say, I am a Biafran. That's all. The world will know that we have the numbers to make things happen. It's a combination of fear, of cowardice, and years of being brainwashed by Yoruba-dominated media. That is why our dear brother, P.C. Okore, he will tell me the meaning of, I know that P must be a foreign name. It's the C I'm interested in. What is it? Chijoke. That is your name, Chijoke. You see, I got it right. What is the P? Honanian. Chijoke brought us here, Chijoke Okore. I don't believe in foreign names. I have not seen an Italian answering to Chijoke before. Not one single Italian have I seen answering to Neka. So why must I answer their name? You gave birth to children, you called your child Ahamefula. Because most of us answer our grandfather's name. Our children will answer our father's name as the case may go. So if your father is known as Paulinus and your child is known as Christopher, so there could be a time the name of your household will be Christopher Paulinus. Does that make sense to anybody? Ahamefula. Your ancestors knew that very name. It had importance. That is why when a woman doesn't give birth to a boy, she starts panicking. She's not panicking for any other reason, but because she doesn't want the very compound where she was married into for the name not to exist anymore. She was married for continuity purposes, that the name may remain Ahamefula. That is why I prefer our name to any useless so-called Christian name. It's rubbish. Nonsense. They don't answer my name, I shouldn't answer theirs. If it was the wish of Chukwu Abiyama that we should bear any other name, he would have allowed the Hausa Fulani army to conquer us and turn us into Muslims. But they perished in Lower Benue. A miracle of biblical proportions. We shall go into that later. This is Radio Biafra. While I wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, barrister, my message to join us, please. We must welcome you once again. And we must remind you that our number, should you wish to call us here in Brescia, it is the same Italian number. It is +39 389 446 0372. I repeat, +39 389 446 0372. If you're calling us from Italy, it is 389-446-0372. I repeat, 389-446-0372. It's a Wind Mobile, which I understand is free for some people. And this is Radio Biafra. I will not hesitate any further. I will allow those around me, our coordinator here in Brescia and our national who is here with me, Michael Iranya, to please introduce themselves. Then we will come to you to tell our worldwide audience who you are and where you come from. As I said earlier, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I come from Isiama Afarauku in Ibeku. That's where I come from. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, the microphone, and then we can very, very briefly before we go bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary, and then we open our lines to take calls from Radio Biafra listeners all over the world. All over the world. People listen to us every blessed day. And in the absence of the barrister, I must remind you to get a pen and paper ready. Here we educate, we enlighten, we inform. We make it possible for you to understand where you come from. We make it possible for you to understand the ways to go back. That is why we are incorruptible. We can never be bought. Not as long as we are alive. It's impossible. Impossible. We are incorruptible. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. There is nothing we've tried to do as the editorial board of Radio Biafra, the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra, that we have not done before. Everything we have done. Because we are honest, we are upright, and we are truthful people. Because we are here to get Biafra without fear, without favor, without even retreating and no surrender. I made a pledge to God and before man. It's either I get Biafra or I die trying to get Biafra. Either the flag of Biafra is raised or I'm in my grave. There is no middle ground at all. I don't go to the north. I will not meet any Nigerian politician. I will not go to the north. Any day I contemplate meeting a Nigerian politician, I expect to die that same day. If Chukwu Abiyama does not strike me dead, then he's not God. You would not have seen anything like us before, and when we are gone, you will not see anything like us ever again. We are not your average quintessential Igbo person or Biafran. Money means nothing to me. The National was coming today. He bought me this. He was ashamed that I've been wearing the same scarf for nearly 2 years. He bought this for me, which I'm wearing now. I have no need for anything. Our coordinator here is paying for my hotel. He will feed me. The wife will cook and I will eat. Anywhere I want to go, I will go. If I wake up now and say, I want to go to Venezuela, I will go to Venezuela. And I will not pay for my ticket or my hotel, my accommodation, or even my feeding. What do I need money for? Ojukwu did not get Biafra. He's our hero. We love him. We adore him. Imagine what will happen to you if you get Biafra. Can you imagine it? You will become an immortal. Immortal. Greater than even Mandela. Greater than Mandela. Immortality. Can money buy immortality? We are disciplined. Please go ahead.
Hello, the good people of Biafra. My name is Okorie Paulinus Chijoke. I'm from Olo in Imo State. Presently, here I live in Brescia with my family. It is a thing of pleasure to invite Radio Biafra to Italy. We have craved an inch. We have set the ball rolling. Excuse me. We are trying to do what Napoleon could not do. We are trying to turn down the Duke of Wellington. We are trying to stand high above our shoulders. We are trying to make a way where there is no way. We are trying to inspire our children. Like the director rightly said, before and after this time, there are some of us who did not witness the Biafran Civil War. They just read it in the history book. There are some of us too who witnessed it. And there are some of us equally who did not witness it and who may not like to witness it. So this today's broadcast is a carry-on call to all of us with a Biafran blood, that the actualization of the Biafran state is a step before us of which we must fall down or else we overleap. The state of Biafra, on our way it lies. Let stars hide their light. Let that be with the eyes fierce when it is done to see that Biafra must come to stay. That Biafra must come to stay. That Biafra must come to stay.
He said. Thank you very much.
Biafrans all over the world. Once more, I said, thank you for listening to Radio Biafra, broadcasting right now from Brescia in Italy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. The barrister has joined me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is with me via a line from London. Barrister, you will do the right thing. You will acknowledge the ever wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening. Good evening to all of you there in is it Brescia? What's the name of the town you are in now?
You've lost count. It's Brescia.
Brescia?
Yes.
Yeah, I was calling it, Director, but I just made a man of mistake. Brescia, all of you out there, may God be and bless with you. Thank you for looking after Director. He says that his neck material has been replaced. Well done, all of you out there. Somebody's paying for his hotel. The guy doesn't need anything. He's just preaching about the kingdom of Biafra. May God bless all of you as you congregate to listen to our today's news. I thank all of you wherever you are, because once it's 6 o'clock, the whole area, the area of Biafra is up. The whole antenna is focused onto Italy. Director, you are doing the job you are called upon to do. May God bless all Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, and or south. As you join us on our daily preachings, we are not here to talk about any other thing apart from the restoration of Biafra, and so that shall be as soon as possible. We have to thank our brothers who have already gone home, Biafra land, to start the restoration. Our spirits, our prayers are with all of you there. And we know Chukwu Abiama is taking your footsteps into consideration and directing you where you should step on and where you shouldn't. Our prayers go to all of you wherever you are. As far as you are working for Biafra, we are all here for one common purpose, one common idea, one common goal, aim, is just to restore Biafra. We thank all of you, those who are voluntarily helping Biafra, those who are helping financially, spiritually, and of course, those who are physically doing all they are doing in order to bring about the restoration of Biafra. I thank all of you, wherever you are, I thank all of you immensely for the support you guys have given to us over the years and still giving to us, because our transmitter should go home. And I'm also well encouraged by new callers who are voluntarily asking to support without actually being militated to do so. God will bless all of you individually in all the things you do to help your family. Chukwu Abiama will oversee all our troubles, and he will set us free. No other person. We have been given the mandate to bring our nation. If you are fighting for your own nation, nobody should be in front or try to scatter what you're doing, because it will not work. We have been mandated. Just like every other person are very, very patriotic in what they do for their own nations, so also as Biafrans are emerging gradually to restore the being of Biafra that existed 500,000 years ago. To put it that way, before Lugard came to destroy our being and destroy our destiny. We're trying to bring it back and show that this is what we're about to do. We'll show the world that we are very resilient. We cannot look back. We cannot delay any further. We've had 100 years in slavery and counting. And we say this year must be the line that crosses the Rubicon. We cannot extend more than we have suffered. Please, get your pen and paper. We always give you news. We lecture you here. Indeed, and in turn, we learn from you. We don't know it all here on Radio Biafra. We learn from our listeners. We learn from our people, even friends. Whatever you have, bring it. We welcome opinion. We also welcome constructive criticisms. We welcome it. And please, when you are told that you're doing wrong, do not take offense. Here on Radio Biafra, we absorb. We rub it in, and we carry on. May God bless all of you. Once your call is being picked, please turn your listening devices. It's becoming a mantra, but I'm sure some people still will forget that their calls picked and their radio or their listening devices are still talking at the background. Please make sure we have a very meaningful an adult conversation here on Radio Biafra. I will address those of my people who are inboxing me. Very soon, I'll come to you. But please, if you cannot speak English, let me make it clear. English is not our language, but it is an international language. If you can break it, if you can break it as much as you... If you like, I can start speaking broken English, because I've been trying to learn how to speak broken English. I don't know it. But I will learn and show people example, so that you won't think that because you can't speak good English, you cannot air your view. Please, break it. I have some of my dear friends in China, in Russia, saying, can they speak broken English? Please do. Speak broken English so that we can convey. We are telling the public that they have marginalized us. They have killed us. If we speak Igbo, they will not know what we are talking about. Even our neighbors will not understand us. We need to have one mind, one united mind to tell the public we've been victimized, we've been marginalized, we've been oppressed, we've been suppressed. If you put it in Igbo, people in Russia will not understand you. The Americans will not understand you. And people from the UN will not know what we are doing. Director is doing an almighty job here, going place to place, telling people they should come together. Igbo this, Igbo that. What we do here on Radio Biafra is practical. We don't theorize. We don't sing ordinary song. We put it in practice. May God bless all of you. Thank you, Director. I'm standing by.
Thank you, Barrister. That was Barrister Mamezu from London. He is an eminent barrister and attorney at law, a practicing barrister in England and Wales. He's a Biafran, a very good Biafran at that, one who is dedicated to the service of his country. And he will be with us until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra once again. I'll now go to Michael to please introduce himself. And after that, I have an announcement to make. After we must have been round and done our introductions, and then I have an announcement to make. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafra all over the world. My name is Michael Iruanya. I'm from Itu, Ezinete, Mbise, in Biafra land. We're here today again bring the gospel of Biafra, the evangelism of Biafra to you in Brescia, the city of Brescia. As we are receiving kudos all over the world, from all over the world, that Italy is doing very, very well. All the coordinators in Italy, that they are doing very, very well. Imagine, today we are in Brescia. Imagine as they join us today for this struggle. Imagine what will happen. In fact, the Italians are coming. We have many things to do. I said, imagine today the Brescia is with us. They are going to join us. What will happen? I promise the whole world, the whole Biafra all over the world, that Italians are coming. Thank you. Once again, my name is Michael Iruanya. I'm from Itu, Ezinete. Stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Your name and where you come from, very briefly. We shall come back to you because we've brought your radio station to you. Anything you want to say, you can say it later on once we've been through our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But for now, just your name and where you come from will suffice. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, my name is Jude Ugo Ohamer of Brescia. I'm from Bise in Imo State, the land of Biafra. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Mbisi people are very strong in Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Ogwemeka Austin. I'm also from Mbisi. I'm a very good Biafran. I have Biafran spirit in me.
That's good.
I was going somewhere else when I heard that there's going to be somewhere something like this today. I decided that I must be present here. I will always fight for Biafra as long as I live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Very strong. I like that. He was going somewhere, and he decided to turn around to come and attend to a call from his countrymen. Go ahead.
Chief Ugonne Doga, I'm from Iyuku Autonomous Community in Enugu East Local Government Area of Enugu State. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much for being here. This is your country. Today we are in Brescia. We've brought Biafra here. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. Radio Biafra, you are welcome to Brescia.
Thank you.
excuse me. I would like to give one or two advices. In my own opinion, I think to actualize the state of Biafra.
Please, your name, please, and where you come from. Then advices.
Thank you. Engineer NCK from Afa with the local government of Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I think we have to seek the will, support of our neighbors and others. It's a fight we should not leave any stone unturned.
Exactly.
So that is what I want to say. We don't have to say Yoruba don't support us. Even if it is, we wouldn't say that. We will ask for their support so that that state could come to be. And the others that we are in our shoe could emulate our success in future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, Radio Biafra. My name is Njoko Isaac Uzoma. I'm from Mumeze 2, Himembano, in Imo State. We welcome you here in Brescia, and we acknowledge the move. Radio Biafra have come to live. We are Biafrans by origin and by merit and by all worth. So we must protect and move together, because togetherness we can make heaven fall if we want. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Angobis. Thank you. Thank you. I like the way you have spoken very, very much. So it gives us courage. It gives us strength to know that people like you exist. Go ahead, please.
Kelemo ndi Biafra, ndi nege Radio Biafra. Sukana ndi Biafra, ndi Radio Biafra, una berore na Brescia. Aha mo Chief Chinedu Duru, akarugo no suama isalamba no. Biafra, uinye, I tell them anua na Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. And adim, ubiomana akpam na, onye ishindi Biafra, unwo krobia. Ihe mere n'ụwa ihe ọma anala ikwara anụmọwụ na ọwa ọkụkọ alụga ma ihe a chọrọ ime ụka Biafra pụta ka Biafra wụrụkwa n'obodo ka Biafra jiri aka ha na-emeji ihe n'ime obodo ha obiọma dị anyị ma obiọma dịchakwa anyị na anyị hapụrụ Biafra pụtakwa n'obodo a anụgo ihe niile e kwuru and my own support wụ na so far Biafra na-aga n'iru na nkwe ndị so na Biafra na-agwa n'iru aga m na spot kwa Biafra ọ wụju m ka ofu ụbọchị ka niile lakọ wee sikọ na Biafra Biafra wụ obodo ejiwere ejiwe.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Do we have somebody else, please? Yes, please. Just be kind. Just step forward a little bit because of the call. It won't extend to that very place, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. The world is listening. It's very important to acknowledge that. Go ahead.
Ahambo Azubike Abiakaram. I'm from Mbano, Umeze 2, Ehime.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
My name is Tony Amade. I'm from Ngobala. I am happy to be here. Also, I want to congratulate the coordinators for making it possible for the mobile Biafra broadcasting to be here live in Brescia. We welcome you all. We are calling upon the Chukwabiam to give you the courage in order to circulate the good news. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are kind. Thank you very, very much.
I'm Comrade Ago Timothy. I'm a former coordinator. Ikoro Biafra, Italy, Napoli.
That's very good. Ikoro Biafra?
Yes.
Napoli. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Biafra Foundation, Rome, Stroke Mosop, Rome. I'm the former coordinator.
That's very good.
I welcome you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And to have you in our midst. And I like the pin-up you have. You know, the badge you have is very, very nice. I like it. It's a different design. That is the one they designed for us in Italy. I like it very much. My own is nice, but your own is better, I think. Yes. Yes, yours is better. Oh, we have some here already. In Honanian. I'm like now a reverend father. But we have it already. Thank you very much for that. Our people, wherever we go, they come out to see us. Wherever we go to preach this gospel, behold, they turn out in great numbers to acknowledge this very wonderful message. You are like the salt of the earth. When the ministration of Yeshua started,
It was only 11 people that carried that banner into the world, and today that is the dominant religion you can find anywhere on the face of the earth. That is why we are here. We are not perturbed. We are not disturbed. We know that we are on the side of truth. We know we are honest people. And we know that as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is nothing we ask of Chukwu Abiam that he will not do for us. Upon whom and in whom alone every honor and glory belongs to. Because I read the Bible very well, and in that very Bible, he made it very clear to us that thou shalt have no other God but me. That is where we stand. There is nothing else worthy to be worshipped apart from Chukwu Abiam. Anything else is idolatry. We must preach it because it is the truth. And nothing but the truth. Thou shalt bow before no other image. Nothing else apart from Chukwu Abiam. That is why we are successful. Because Chukwu Abiam is with us. Anything else is idolatrous. And we can prove it. This is Radio Biafra. Here we speak the truth. Here we don't shake away from the truth. Because we know, as our ancestors insisted, truth is life. Eziokubundo. Once you are on the path of truth, there is nothing you can't accomplish. That is why we are without fear before our enemies. For those who don't know, I have been to the zoo twice to broadcast from the heart of darkness itself, calling itself Lagos. And live for that matter. On 88.2 FM. I have been to Port Harcourt to broadcast. I have been to Aba to broadcast. I have been to Owerri. I've been to Newi, to Onitsha, to Enugu to broadcast. We are unstoppable. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing is going to stop us. This is Radio Biafra. We must move on. And once again, we must remind you that when our lines open, which is not now, the number to call as ever is +39, which is Italian number 389-446-0372. I repeat, +39 389-446-0372. And also our Skype line is simple. Radio Biafra, all one word. Go and search for it. Add it to your contact list. Please, if you call us, we should be able to receive your call and we shall answer it. If you're not with us on Facebook, you're missing so much. Go and join the largest Facebook group in the whole world, Radio Biafra London. Go to Facebook, the same place you search for your friends, type in Radio Biafra London and you shall be with us. Before we continue, I said I have an announcement to make and I must make it. Two very critical, important announcements which must be made. I understand there is a meeting scheduled for the county of Cork in Ireland, which was the first place I visited when I went to Ireland. That meeting, being called by Biafrans, will not hold tomorrow. Instead, every Biafran should attend the Igbo meeting tomorrow in Cork. Is a direct instruction. Every Biafran in Cork County in Ireland should attend the Igbo meeting tomorrow. We are making it very clear. Should anything go wrong in Cork, we would hold Peter, I was here, responsible. He is the coordinator for Cork. We would hold him responsible. We expect Cork County in Ireland to deliver on the promises they made to Biafrans worldwide. And for that reason and that reason alone, Peter Wuzier is responsible for anything that happens there. We expect him to hold the Biafran family together as the zonal coordinator. We expect him to take Biafrans and represent them tomorrow at the Igbo meeting tomorrow happening in Cork County in Ireland. The other announcement I have to make is because of a few teething problems which you are bound to have for any movement of this magnitude. A committee is being set up to be overseen by Ketuku Eniago. He will chair it. This very committee, they will resolve every dispute. If you have any dispute anywhere, you will refer it to this very committee. The members of this committee are Thomas Onyema, who is our UK coordinator, Michael Iranya, who is our Italian coordinator, and Nonso Soki, who is our Spain coordinator. Ikechukwu will chair this meeting. Whatever dispute you have, nobody has the right to call any alternative meeting in any zone unless that has been sanctioned by the zonal coordinator. Only a zonal coordinator can call meetings in the zone. Only a national coordinator can summon a meeting of national coordinators. Only a European representative can summon a meeting of coordinators in different countries. That is the chain of command. That is the chain of power. That is how it's going to be. This is Radio Biafra. And the issue of Germany is being looked into this evening. And we shall announce our findings tomorrow. We hope to announce the executive for Germany tomorrow. And that is binding and final. There ends the announcement. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to read out the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Exactly because we are here, exactly because we have brought this very issue to the limelight, it is therefore not surprising to read on this very day to bring to your attention that Igbos have been urged to save their language from extinction by UNESCO, not Radio Biafra. Our people, we love white people in the Ocha. We love them. To some people, they are God. After all, they created the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria was created by one man and one man alone. And his name is Frederick Lugard, not by Chukwu Abiyama. God did not create Nigeria. Frederick Lugard did. Any nation on this earth that is organic, you can never go right back and trace their origin with any degree of certainty or perfection. It's always amorphous, always organic. It grows and grows and grows until it becomes a nation. But we can tell you the precise moment the zoo was created. And to prove that Biafra is the exact opposite of the zoo, by which we mean Nigeria, to prove that to you, the longer Nigeria stays, the quicker the Igbos will go into extinction. If you have Nigeria, you must ensure you sacrifice everything Igbo or Biafra. As simple as that. Very, very important. Igbos have been urged to save their language from extinction. According to Asare Dokubo, our guns are resting because Jonathan is president, not because of the amnesty. We are also reporting a shocker this evening. We are going to tell you what the Kano State Emirate, the Kano Emirate Council said to Jonathan over Sanusi's sacking. The Kano Emirate Council. Odumegwu of National Population Commission was sacked. Stella Odua was sacked. Bart Naji was sacked. Ihejirika was sacked. Ohaneze or no other Igbo group sat for 1 second to challenge their sacking. What pains me most is the sacking of Stella Odua, the woman that made it possible for us to fly to Enugu. Ohaneze did not say a thing. But this man, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi that killed your own brother, Gideon Akaloka, in 1995, he's a murderer. Went to the cell where Gideon is being held, brought him out and cut off his head. Is a CBN governor managing the money coming from the sale of crude oil from Gideon Akaloka's compound. They are not content with that. The Emirate Council has spoken out. These are the owners of the zoo, the Sokoto Fulani Caliphate. They have said something. Ohaneze never said anything. Even the sacking of Stella Odua, nobody said anything apart from Radio Biafra. Amazing. We must continue. Traditional chief grumbles as federal government pays 390 million compensation to host the community. 319 million compensation when people are starving and when kids, maybe those of you in Brescia don't know that in your villages in and around Abia and Imo State and some parts of Anambra, that little children as young as 14, 15, they get pregnant and they sell their babies for 100,000. Do you know that? To buy weave on. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? And people ask me, why do you want Biafra? The most stupid question ever, daftest question. And I say to them, I pray that one day you have a daughter and at the age of 15, your daughter will get pregnant, give birth to that baby, and then sell the baby for 1,000 euros. Not even up to 1,000 euros. For 700 euros, maybe. And see how you will feel. That is what I wish on anybody who does not want Biafra. If you don't want Biafra, may what people are going through, may it befall your family. Because evil is evil. Ihojo, we ihojo. And we must condemn it. We also are reporting today that the Zoological Republic makes a U-turn and denies ban or plan to ban importation of tokumbokas. Economics of the jungle. You ban what you can produce. Simple logic. Anything you cannot produce, you cannot ban it. Simple. That is the golden rule of demand and supply laissez-faire economics. Or else you are now infringing upon people's rights to enjoy goods and services that should be freely available in any decent society. The only thing you ban is what you can produce unless that very product is harmful. When Africans practice economics sometimes, I marvel. I don't know the school they went to. Is it not the same one that I went to? I wonder. Boko Haram terrorists, as always, fresh attacks is causing tension in the military. They are killing people every blessed day. And why are they killing people? Because of the name Nigeria. That's all. It's a name that is cursed in hell. As long as that name exists, men will die. As simple as that. As long as the zoo exists, as a nation, as a state, whatever contraption, the expired product, we keep on killing people. The zoo expired on the 31st of December. And we proved it live on Radio Biafra that other people ran and copied and appearing everywhere talking about it. Where did they get their facts from? Why did they not say it before our landmark program on the 31st? Because they didn't have the facts. People come to Radio Biafra to listen, to get the proper facts. We present news in a way that no other person does. When any of those people are presenting news, do you understand what they are saying? The news doesn't make any sense. Here we present our news in a style that even the most basic person in the village will be able to understand what we're saying. People are being killed in the zoo. Two more people killed and several injured as motorbike touts clashing on each other. In your place where you come from, as we live in London, as we are living in Tennessee, as we are living in Toronto in Canada, enjoying life in Paris, having fun in London, partying ourselves to stupor in Rome. Touts have actually taken over where we come from. I don't know if you know that. Touts that we never had before. They're everywhere. And to add to it, Theodore's son can come and kill somebody in broad daylight, and even the idiot has not been arrested. You kill somebody in broad daylight because your father is the governor. And you get away with it. And we are clapping. Some people want to join APC to go and play politics. I feel sorry for our people. They can kill you anytime, any day. You travel from Italy back home. In a checkpoint, you can be shot dead. What do you think will happen? Nothing. Nothing will happen. You will die and they will bury you and nothing will happen. And people tell me they're existing, and I say to them, you are not a human being. As long as there is no Biafra, you are not human. Anybody can kill you and get away with it. In fact, even if you kill an Igbo person, you are guaranteed amnesty, 3 million naira to start with. If you kill an Igbo person, you might even make it to become the central bank governor of the Zoological Republic. People tell me, ask stupid question, why do you want Biafra? This Biafra thing, can you get it? What a hopeless question. You didn't ask yourself when you were going to school, this exam I'm going to write, am I going to pass it? Amazing. Militia is overrunning my state, cries Governor Suswam. We told you that the zoo will implode, it will decimate. I want people to go and look at Somalia. Those people who are having fun abroad, you will not have anywhere to go to. Go and ask people in southern Somalia. They cannot travel to where they come from. Every family is a checkpoint. Every family is a checkpoint. Amazing. And now we must bring the news in greater detail. UNESCO in 2012 predicted the extinction of the Igbo language. The participants at the symposium to commemorate Mother Tongue Day on Friday urged the Igbos to take pride in speaking their language to save it from extinction. Speaking during the event organized by Omuadi Igbo in Enugu, the President General of the group, Kate Ezofor, urged parents, teachers, caregivers, and other stakeholders to communicate with their children in their native language. Mother Tongue Day is a day set aside by the United Nations to mark the promotion of indigenous languages in homes, schools, churches, markets, media, and the society at large. In essence, it has to begin at home, she said. So we, the Omuadi Igbo, took it upon ourselves to create the awareness to enlighten the Igbo on the need to promote the writing and speaking of Igbo language. Isn't this how you speak when a race wants to go extinct? This is how you speak about them. You beg them to speak their language at home. They are going extinct. When pandas, they notice that panda is going, they bring them in and they try to pet them to give them food to make them survive. Only a dying race will be concerned about the extinction of its language. Are Yorubas worried about their language going extinct? Are the Hausas worried? The answer is no. Why are you worried? I thought you said that one Nigeria is a good thing. As long as Nigeria exists, you will die. Culturally, socially, politically, economically, you will be dead. They thought we were joking. The end of our people. Not just the end after 1,000 years, God will bring you back. No. The end, complete wipe away. It happened to the Lugano people, our nearest cousins. You don't know them. They are the closest relatives to the Biafrans. You don't know them. But we do. Because we research, we read. That is why they are afraid to call me for a debate. I went to Ben Television 3 times. I asked them to go and bring the finest brains you have in the zoo. Let us debate Nigeria. They are running away. They can't. I said, go and bring the best you have. I won't debate one person or two. Bring 12 of them and I'll debate them. Your nearest cousins are the Lugano people. They're extinct. The same stupidity we're exhibiting now as a people. You know, the greatest problem you will have is when you go to your doctor, you're dying of something and you're pretending you're well. Isn't it? Can you go to your doctor and you start pretending that you're well when you're dying inside? Will the doctor cure you? Our people will bury our heads in the sand and pretend everything is okay because you have ebankunwanyi to go to or wedding. That is how you see life. You think that life is wonderful by going to a wedding ceremony, that life is okay. That is actually pathetic. Your people are dying now. That's why they say, Omuada, they are wearing uniform to tell you to speak Igbo to your children. They are wearing uniform with headscarf to save mother tongue. Something you are born with. Ordinala, your culture, your tongue. But you want one Nigeria now. Oh, my son speaks Yoruba very well, fluently. Oh, Adobe is fluent in Hausa. You thought you would cheat Hausa people. You thought you would cheat Yorubas by learning their language. Now your own is going extinct. And who is crying now? Omuada. I'm grateful to them. At least they came out. That's why I love our women. Had it been a woman that has been leading Biafra since 1999, by now would have gotten Biafra. Because of Igbo men, Ayoto Obrego and Ezuzuhare. Small chicken change. Did I not tell you people that the third wife of Dangote is richer than every Igbo person on this earth put together? How much do we have? If we buy Mercedes Benz and ship it back home and go to home, we say, oh no, Bakwanaba, oh Diego. How much did Lamido Sanusi steal? Over $30 billion. Apart from Theodology, do you think all of us in Abia is worth $1 billion? I'm asking a simple question. Do you think we are worth $1 billion? The whole of Abia. How many of us abroad have up to $1 million saved up? $1 million savings account? How many? People say they are rich. It reminds me of the cricket. Nte, you know cricket very well. That they put Nte into fire. It was burning. Onahamano. Oil was oozing from the body. And those around were looking and said, oh, doesn't that look beautiful? Castle is looking beautiful. Very well. It's oozing with good oil that it must be having fun. The bloody thing was being roasted to death. The other started to jump in to be like the one that is on fire, only to be consumed by the fire. Because all that glitters is not gold. In actual fact, we are not rich. We are comfortable, not rich. Rich is when you go to CBN, you cut off the head of an Igbo man, where the oil comes from, you become the CBN governor, and you siphon nothing less than $30 billion. What can you do about it? Nothing. And they ask me, why do you want Biafra? Asare Dokubo has said militants in the Niger Delta have suspended hostilities in the region simply because one of their own, good luck, Ebele Jonathan, is the president of Nigeria, not Amnesty. It was gathered that Asare Dokubo's comments were registered in his reactions to the threat by the Boko Haram terrorists to visit the Niger Delta region in the coming weeks. The forgiven militant, while speaking on Silverbell Television Port Harcourt during the program today on STV, said he was aware of the threat from the insurgents as he had gotten loads of calls and text messages from Niger Deltans who expressed worry over the development. He said he was not worried about the threat, although nobody should expect him to sit down and fold his hands until his people were attacked. Isn't that very funny? Do you know where this is happening? In a place called Niger Delta. Minorities. They are now fighting with Hausas. Didn't we tell them? Are they not fighting with Hausa people now? Hausa is now planning to go and bomb Niger Delta. The same people that Asare Dokubo's people, men, women, said they are going to come and save us from Igbo people. Didn't they say it? Yes, sir. Igbos are domineering. Let's embrace Hausa. Did you not vote for MPN in River State? Have you forgotten? Didn't Nnamdi Azikiwe not go there to campaign? He said, no, you want to dominate us. Did you not change Obi Igbo to Oyi Igbo? Umukurushi to Rumukurushi. Umuadholu to Rumuadholu. What happened now? What is happening now? I wish I can meet him and ask him some questions. What is happening? Did we not tell you? Everybody that rose against the children of God, everybody that was complicit in the killing of innocent Biafran women, men and children will pay for it. Everybody. God is miraculous. Everybody will pay. Even Britain is going to pay. Boko Haram will go after Britain as well. Britain created them. And do you know what is happening today? Because of Radio Biafra, people don't know what we do. They think because we're not loud-mouthed, because we don't go and bribe any people to write about us. In America today, do you know that a group of human rights activists in the U.S. is holding Britain responsible for all the mess that Nigeria is in because they listen to Radio Biafra? It's on the news. When we remember Britain, they regret the day they were born. The same way our brother defeated them in a court of law many years ago, Lord Ekwana, is how we're going to defeat them once again. Britain committed an act comparable or even surpassing genocide. Holocaust. To go in and tamper with a people's way of life is a crime against humanity. Crime against humanity. We are going for them. We are going for them. We will let them know we are coming because we are not cowards. We are going for them. Britain will stand before the whole world and tell them why they meddled into our affair. did I give you my land to form one Nigeria? We have the documents. I have the documents. The answer is no. I gave you my land to Royal Niger Company to trade. I did not ask you to go and form Nigeria. Never. Nobody asked them to go and form Nigeria. They are telling me that the name Biafra doesn't exist. It came with Ojukwu. Why is it that Queen Victoria, Her Britannic Majesty, recognized when they were signing a treaty with the Shekiri people and used the word Biafra? So Britain, you knew our name was Biafra before you came. Ironic. They are in serious mess. Boko Haram is going to bomb Niger Delta. What can you do about it? The answer is nothing. They've been amassing money for years to go and dominate you once again, to Islamize you through APC. Their war budget, as at last year, November, was over $18 billion. They will Islamize you. Nothing. You don't go home, that's all. You stay here, and you die here. That's all. Nothing. We are going ahead. We must report this very news. The Kano Emirate Council has condemned the suspension of Malam Sanusi Lamido. Sanusi, the murderer, he's a killer of Igbo people. Sanusi is a murderer. These are the people dining with Rocha Sokorocha. Somebody that killed your flesh and blood, you go and eat with them. You are a vermin. You are worse than a vermin. Okorocha should be dead. Believe you me, with Gowon. We know he's planning for me. I have the information. And I'm also planning for him. He plans for me. I plan for him. Let's say whose plan is going to work. First-hand information that I have, that they're planning for me, Okorocha and the APC. And I also plan for them. Because we are about to know if Chukwu Abiyama is God or not. The Emirate Council, in a statement issued on Friday, signed by Walin Kanu Alhaji Mahe Bashir, said, "We viewed Mr. President's action as a deliberate witch hunt of the governor for doing his job by letting Nigerians know the alleged fraud going on at the petroleum industry, and to divert people's attention away from this monumental fraud." Imagine Hausa people talking about fraud. Imagine Hausa people opening their mouth to speak when Omarodiko is there. Have you forgotten who Omarodiko is? How much did he steal? When money was money. This is the Emirate Council in Kano. Did any of you rise up when Stella Odua was sacked? Some of you have flown to Enugu. Without Stella Odua, would you have flown to Enugu? The answer is no. Did you say anything? Your defeat was Machiavellian, complete and total. I have the book, you can read it. It's an Italian guy. Go and read Machiavelli. That was what the Hausa Fulani people read before they conquered us. Complete destruction. They even told you, if you mention Biafra, it's a treasonable felony, which is laughable. Laughable. A name that was entered in a treaty signed by the British government is now treasonable. Why? Because you killed their women, you killed their children, you killed their men, you enslaved them. And we accepted it. And Oliver Dikogwe, a very funny man indeed he is. He is part of our problem. People are looking at me, asking me why. He played a song. When we should be rebuilding our national consciousness, rebuilding our morale, he played a song, People's Club. They were asking them, what are we going to do tomorrow? Because only Rangers Football Club and People's Club were the only two playthings we had after the war. Do you know that? Rangers Football Club and People's Club. People were then debating in the villages, what are we going to do? What is our future? Also, you need to change the money. Hag a magic every bend. Everything went haywire. Everybody started looking for chieftaincy title, and that was the end of us. Don't you know that? Don't you know? This is Radio Biafra. People hear things they have never heard before, and they connect all the dots. That way they know we came prepared. I've been studying Biafra for 18 years. 17 to 18 years. Studying Biafra, nothing else. Biafra only. that the mistakes of the past will not be repeated. That's all. And that the death of our people will be avenged. I believe in revenge. I don't forgive. I don't forget. Never. They didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong. They were killed because of jealousy, because they are hardworking, because God loves them, because they are very handsome, they are very beautiful, they are intelligent. That's all. You want to kill people. And that is where the name Boni came from. Boni means the island of beautiful people, in case you don't know. Jonathan sacked Lamido Sanusi. Lamido Sanusi's people are saying something. You can't sack a Yoruba man easily, can you? But if there's an Igbo person, there's a plan they are doing at the back. Well, where is the plan? No, don't worry, there's a grand plan. Somebody rang me off the air and said I shouldn't attack the secretary to the government, Pius Anyim, that he's doing something for Biafra. I said, okay, wait and see. Do you know what the plan is? He is the chairman of the committee to host the whole world to celebrate 100 years of Nigeria. That is the grand plan they have for Biafra. Ridiculous. The government released 319 million for payment of compensation to residents of Barua community, Abuja, whose farms are to be used for the development of the centenary city. The community, which is situated on Airport Road, Abuja, covers 1,200 hectares. Mr. Okechukwu Okonyigbo, Abuja. Mr. Okechukwu Francis. No wonder his name is Okechukwu Francis. Very soon he will remove Okechukwu and put Absalom Francis, and say he's from the Middle Belt. You know, you can come, nothing is Middle Belt. Anybody can come from Middle Belt. Like David Mark, you change your name, you answer David Mark and say, I am from the Middle Belt. Does anybody know where Middle Belt is? Are you not wearing a belt? Where's the middle of it? Believe a warrior, Nigeria. I don't understand it. Mr. Okechukwu Francis is the director of resettlement and compensation. Have they paid a compensation to every destroyed Igbo business? Have they paid compensation to Boko Haram victims? Have they paid compensation to the families of the Akpo Sikhs? Have they paid compensation to the Akaloka family? I'm asking you a question. The answer is no, they haven't. But you go and take a farmland from Hausa people, you pay compensation. If you are an Igbo person, a Biafran, they will say to God be the glory. They'll go and rent a home movie, eating kwobi with one cold gold, and they go to sleep. You know, back home, young men don't watch the news. Do you know that? Do you know they don't watch the news back home? They rent patience in Zoku movie with Unkwobi and go to sleep. Wake up the next day and ake even there and that's it. And they gossip. That is why Igbo men gossip. That is why they gossip. Very sad. The federal government said it has no intention to ban the importation of fairly used vehicles, also known as Tokumbo, into the country. Why is it called Tokumbo? It's a Yoruba word you import into Lagos. They control your mind. Isn't it? Was it not called Belgium before? You've forgotten when it was called Belgium. Second-hand products. When you go to Belgium, they call it Belgium. It was called Tokumbo. They own the language. They will tell you how to think. Your passport is Kwale. Even if you're doing a naming ceremony, you do Ashebi, Yoruba word. And your sisters are begging you, don't forget your own. Unbelievable. They said they want to ban second-hand vehicles. Or the reverse, not to ban, whatever it is. Do they manufacture cars in the zoo? Do they assemble cars in the zoo? The answer is no, they can't manufacture anything. You cannot ban something that people want to consume that you don't manufacture. As simple as that. If they want to do an MOT or a health check for the car, that's understandable. You can't ban second-hand vehicles. It makes no economic sense. Here we also give them free advice. The renewed attacks by Boko Haram insurgents in the northeast is causing serious tension in the military. even as the service chiefs are already charting new course to ensure that the situation is arrested. Before the service chief's assumption of office in January, there was a relative peace in the northeast, especially as the former chief had tried to curtail the insurgents. It was this progress that made government to create the 7th Division Nigerian Army, as well as approved the handing over of all military operations in the northeast to the army by the defense headquarters. Since this development, the army under Lieutenant General Azubike Njirika retired gave the insurgents a hot chase, taking over all their strongholds and bases in the general area of operation. But because Njirika was effective, Sultan of Sokoto rang Jonathan and told Jonathan to remove Njirika. Njirika was removed, and since then, every gain he made has been reversed. That is where we know that Jonathan will die in office. They will kill the idiot. He will die there. Two persons were killed in Onitsha. Is that news? Ndemasop Ndoshi. Is that news? Do you want me to read? Is that news that two people died? Is that big news in Onitsha? More has died now every blessed day. People that left freedom fighting and doing something else, kidnapping, killing people. They've not killed Boko Haram. They kill their own kind. You sit at home, sit on top of palm tree, sit on top of palm wine tree. Apart from do one thing you are formed to do, which is go and get us Biafra. They abandoned Biafra and dabbled into criminality, into stealing. By their own admission, not mine, by their own admission, they opened their mouth to say, that was why they closed the Onitsha region down. Criminals in the name of Biafra. Anyatagunukwahu. Disappointment everywhere. No wonder we go to preach. People say, oh, we hope you'll not be like the ones who has come before. We can never be. Because Chukwu Abiam had determined that we should come, not us. Governor Gabriel Suswam of the central Nigerian state of Benue said militia men are overrunning his state, causing destruction of lives and property. These are different militia overrunning his state, Benue. I said to them a while ago, this is the time to strike. If you want us to be free, this is the time to be free. The Nigerian army cannot fight a war on two fronts. It's impossible. If they march, if they turn around to march, if they empty their armories in Bauchi and they mark to come and fight us, Boko Haram would overrun them. They dare not risk it. This is the time. Only that the cowardly Yorubas will not fight. They came begging for oil from Wari people. They chased them away. Do you know that? Yoruba came now, OPC, saying they will protect Wari Yoruba people. Yoruba people chased them away. They said, you're not our brother. Go away. They are looking for you. That's why they can't fight. Cowards to the core. Yoruba, they are cowardly. Innately cowards. Always conspiratorial. Always planning. Very, very dubious people. You don't deal with them. Never. If you deal with them, you will die. You can't. They are masters of cunning and deceit. They can't fight. We are going to be ready later on this year to match our enemies. Yorubas will not fight. Let me tell you. They are cowards. Do you know why they will not fight? Because the Muslims among them are greater than the Christians, and the Muslim will forcibly convert all the Christians or kill them off. Very simple. That is why all the Muslims are now in the ascendancy in Yoruba land. Only Muslims. No more Christians amongst them. They will suffer its last and worst of everybody else for their treachery against Biafran people. For what Awolowo did in killing 1 million children like this. 1 million were murdered. Did any Yoruba person condemn Awolowo? The answer is no. Harvard University wrote a report they gave to the U.S. government saying, this is genocide. Harvard University, genocide. I have this report on my Facebook page. It is there. Harvard University said, this is genocide. Committed by who? Awolowo. We are doubling. They are going to kill. Look at me. Look at Benue. The same Benue where they stopped the train coming back from the north and killed our people. The same Benue that provided the infantrymen that fought us during the war. Today they are running helter-skelter. That is why now is the time to go and get Biafra. Chukwuabiam is now beginning to punish everybody that moved against us. Everybody is now under a punishment and curse. And we have to finish them off. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news we are presenting. I don't know what the barrister makes of what he has heard. We shall allow the barrister to please join us to make sense of what we are presenting. This is Radio Biafra. And very soon our line shall open. And when our line does open, the number to call is +39 389 446 0372. I repeat, +39 389 446 0372. This is Radio Biafra. While I wait for the barrister to please come and join us, and we can also go to those of you around here. Please, if you have anything to say, you can say it now. If you have any questions to ask, you may ask, and we will give you a direct answer. We don't turn around, we don't prevaricate, we have no intention of dodging or hiding from any question. Any question you ask us, we are duty bound to answer you. The zoo is burning, including the so-called Benue State part of this middle belt we're talking about. Militiamen are overrunning them. Boko Haram are killing you in the north, taking away your daughters. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Radio Biafra. Just one question.
Go ahead.
I might be ignorant on this system. Please, who is a Biafran?
A Biafran is somebody who is fortunate enough to belong to the various ethnic components that make up the former southeastern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Igbo, Ibibio, Efik, Anang, Ebanke people, Urobo, Ishekiri, Ejo, and Nioma people. They are Igbo people, hardcore Igbo people, and now want to bring in Idoma people. For a very simple reason. In Idoma, they have Eke Ori Afo and Nkwo as the market days. Eke Ori Afo Nkwo in Idoma land. Hey. Middle belt. Yes, it's middle. We take that part of middle belt. We take our part of the belt and leave them with the north middle belt. And then very soon they'll have the west middle belt, south middle belt. Idoma, we are closely related to them. These are the Biafran people. They are the people that circumcise their male child on the eighth day after they are born. Am I making any sense here? That is how you know them. Their language is the same. One language. Every other thing you hear is a derivative of Igbo language. Because when we came to that very place, there were people called the people of the forest, the Bijango people. We were there before we came. We drove them away. We mixed with them, imbibed their culture, even the processing of palm oil. I said I released this very information on the 30th of May. Yet sometimes when I get questions, I'm forced to release it early. The name Omenka that you bear today is not original to us, the Biafran people that came from the Afar region of Ethiopia. Very alien to us. It is part and parcel of the Bijango name. Part and parcel of their lexicon. Omenka. We'll prove it to you. I am not a theorist. I investigate and I research with verifiable proof. Not something... Not when I'm suffering from Akom, malaria. You know, you have very funny dreams when you have malaria. You wake up and say it's vision. I don't believe in that. I verify, I probe, I investigate. Very clear. I will tell you the precise region you come from. The precise rock from which you came. Biafra has been in existence as old as man itself. The Afarensis species of human being is as old as the earth. That is why we say to them, we are the salt of the earth. That is why they hate you. That is why they can't mention your name in public. Because you are the visual manifestation of God's presence on earth. Is it because you're from a place called Nigeria? You are very special people, for information. I have the proof. Not hearsay. Not recycled bunkum. Proof. With maps. This is Radio. I don't know if I answered the question. Did I?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, please, Radio Biafra, you're welcome.
Thank you. I want to
ask you, after the death of Ojukwu, who is the leader of Biafra?
Chukwuabiam is the leader of Biafra.
And who is Ohazurike? Thank you.
Chukwuabiam is the leader of Biafra.
Because in the olden days, we didn't used to have the word number one. It was reserved for God. When we are holy people, there was no number one. Mbu was not mentioned. Because we reserved it for God. God is our leader. Chukwu Abiyama is our leader. I am not worthy to lead anybody. If you send me on an errand, I will go for you. I can serve you if you want me to, which I believe is what I'm doing. But I cannot lead you because God is our leader. The only Eze Igbo Buruburu we have, the only Eze Biafra Buruburu we have is Chukwu Abiyama. Nobody else has the right or legitimacy to bear that very name. No human being. Chukwu Abiyama is number one. Number one, Mbo, is a holy number, if you don't know. Very, very holy. No idiot can arrogate that title to him or herself to say, I am the leader of these people. Do you know who they are? How can you lead them? To lead the children of God. God can only mandate you to serve his people. The Wazirike is a nobody. He's an opportunist criminal. He used the sacred name of Biafra to steal. He is standing on the bones of the dead to deceive people. Over 10 years, even the name Masop is not at the United Nations. There are only three names there. Bilie Human Rights Initiative, and the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the only ones answering to Biafrans at the UN. No other person. No other human being. And you lie to your people. If you're a leader, you don't lie to your people. Once you lie to them, you're gone. Do you know that? Do you know where you come from? Na Eziokwu bụ ndụ. Do you know that? Once you stand on the truth, the glory of Chukwu Abiyama will be with you wherever you go to. I went to China and I preached this gospel from China for 4 days. BBC cannot broadcast from China, but we did for 4 days. We are formidable. We are not here to lead anybody. We are here to serve you. By the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, who is our leader. I will go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I don't know if my voice is coming out clearly or...
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Thank you, Director. Director, thank you for the news. As we usually say here, we don't read the news, we discuss the news. And that's a very special way of making our people understand what is going on around them. We don't read the news because that language is not ours. We discuss the news. We chat about it. In the middle of the Director trying to say or let people know what the news is, he's already telling you the outcome of what you're expecting. So here we discuss news. We analyze it for you. We don't read it. Director, following on the news discussion, if I have to put it that way, they are yes and people. Those who put themselves forward whenever there is any money to be shared. None of them ever complained when Odumegwu, the chief who was working with the census and statistics with the government, when it was sacked, nobody said a word. When our sister Rose was sacked, nobody heard about it. Now our sister also, the latest one, Stella Udje, has been sacked. Nobody's complaining. I also heard that Ngozi Chukwuala has resigned. Director Colonel Jennifer is presiding in the government where everything is gradually reducing and disappearing before him. It's only the governors who will have something to say, because all their representation or representatives has always been for money, looting. But they'll be the first to shout, them and their Yoruba counterparts. I don't have to say too much on that because people have been rendered to the final important situation. They cannot say anything. Because their mouths have been bribed.
Barrister, I don't know where you are. This line is not as crisp as it was yesterday. Hello?
Sorry, Director, what did you say?
It wasn't very clear. Could you go over the last sentence you made, please? It's clear now. Go
on. Okay. Let me repeat. Yeah, let me repeat. I said our people, those who put themselves to representing the Biafran interest, their mouth sealed shut. They cannot say anything. They cannot challenge Governor Jonathan because he's giving them money to keep quiet. Now, in Northerner, those who are ruling the zoo, the House of Fulani Boko Haram, they are the ones to shout, why should their own man be sacked? Because he's the one who is bringing the money for them. Because the House of Fulani Boko Haram, what they represent in their lives is just money, stealing, looting them and their other counterparts. Our own people are just taking from the fringe a little bit from people. That is what those who claim to represent the interest of the difference, i.e. the evils. When they are giving a little bit, they are happy. They are fighting over how many billion given to them by Jonathan. The money given to them can be used to develop our roads. The trap that will keep people from Onitsha to Owerri or from the zoo to Umuahia, the roads are bad. It cannot be fixed. Instead of Goodluck Jonathan to do it, he's giving the money so that any atrocity he commits, nobody will challenge him. Those who are ruling Nigeria are telling you that why should Lamido Sanusi, the killer, why should he be trapped? I was saying that the Konjo Iweala has resigned. Sena Udia has been sacked. Our sister Rose has been sacked. Odimegu has been sacked. No single individual from those in the Igbo community or the Biafrans ever said to Jonathan, what are you doing? Because he has bribed all of them. All of them are important. They cannot say anything. Let me take the issue of this extinction of our language. Those who are talking about our language, I don't buy it, in as much as they have good meaning. The nation is far more better than their language. Once you have your nation, nobody will talk about your language anymore. Talk about language, you still be under slavery. You should forget about language for now. We want to get Biafra. Once Biafra has been resurrected or restored, our language will flourish. Our language will come back. We'll be in a position to determine our own future. We'll determine our education system. We'll determine our economics. We will determine everything that any nation needs to survive. They should not talk to us about extinction of language. What they should talk to us now is about the restoration of Biafra. An adage that says a he-goat says nobody should pray for him to grow. Everybody should pray for his long life, because in as much as he's alive, he will grow. Nobody should worry about a language extinction. They should worry about the restoration of Biafra. Once Biafra is restored, our language will flourish. That is what everybody should talk about. That is those who are talking about language should put their hands together and fight for the restoration of Biafra. Once we know where we are going, our language will be fully restored. Director, let me leave it for now and give way. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, who joined us from London. If you have anything to say, you can say it now, because once we open the lines, will be a floodgate. Who else has a question to ask before we go to the lines, take the call, because our lines are now open. Our lines are open, but before I proceed, I must recap on the announcement I made earlier. I said that the meeting called to be held in Cork County tomorrow by Biafrans is no longer going to hold. That meeting will not hold. Instead, they should go to Igbo meeting and evangelize. That meeting should not hold. It will not hold. Not should. It will not hold tomorrow. Everybody in Cork County who is a Biafran, everybody I met when I came to Cork County should attend Nzukondi Igbo meeting tomorrow in Cork County.
Go there and preach Biafra, and go there and get them to support what you're doing. Go there and get them to change their name. Let them understand that we are fighting for Biafra. Very, very important. I needed to clarify that. Please give me the microphone. Go ahead. Who wants the microphone? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. I have just one simple question. I am a Christian, and I know that at the appointed time, God used Paul, who was the greatest enemy of Christians, the early Christians, to restore Christianity to this world. I want to ask, since you said earlier, Mr. Director, that you don't have anything to do with the politicians and the like, how do you intend to actualize Biafra without these people? How do we, not you, how do we intend to
actualize? That's better. I love that. We are going to actualize, not actualize, is a corrupted word, restore, because Biafra was existing before the Greek city-states were formed. We are going to restore Biafra by doing what every other sensible nation has done before us. We are going to do it through a revolution. We are going to sweep away every corrupt person in our land. Every corrupt person, every corrupt practice. I must make it very, very clear. Because Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. Most people don't understand. That is why your land is holy. We don't know that. That we are very holy people. Very, very holy people. We want to restore our land to the state of holiness. How we are going to do it is this. I said no politicians. Yes. They will go on exile or we kill them. There will be absolute revolution. Absolute and total revolution. Nothing will be spared. There will be no Osu. There will be no worshipping of idol. It will not happen in our land. Never. 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 It won't happen. I don't know if I've answered your question. We are going to revolutionize. There has to be a revolution to drive sense into those of you that are going to govern us in Biafra. That if you misbehave, you will die. This nonsense of pandering to people who are insatiably corrupt cannot happen in Biafra. Biafra cannot be like any other useless black African country. Impossible. Impossible. Instead, let Chukwu Abiama allow Boko Haram to take us over. A country where, because you are the governor, your son will go about killing people in broad daylight. Is that what you want? Are these the criminals you want us to speak to? Those that brought you APC. Those dining with Gowon that killed 3.5 million of you. Is that the type of people you want in your land? Ajukam Najunu. Is that what you want? No. They have two choices. We'll take them back to how we used to be. Two choices. Go on exile or you die there. Very simple. Even Okonkwo went on exile. Do you know that? Do you know Okonkwo went on exile and things fall apart? Do you know that? As powerful as he was, female Ocho for that matter, female Ocho, not the big one. He killed somebody by accident. His house was razed to the ground. Is that correct? And he was banished. If a man that fought for his people, the pride of his village, can be banished for committing manslaughter, how about somebody who committed genocide, mass murder, with impunity? What do you do to that person? I'm asking you a question. Simple. Not me. Yes, please. We have a brother, then they will come to you. Give him the microphone. Please come forward a bit, please, if you may. Can you come forward a bit?
Yeah, I'm Commodore Timothy. 2006, we had a meeting at Switzerland where we elected Chief Okuda as our European president. Have you ever met Chief Okuda?
I have not met him. I've corresponded with him.
Okay.
We have corresponded.
Hello, Radio Biafra. Please, I want to be clarified on the discussion. You responded to a question about the leader of Biafra and the consequence discussion and you are saying. Is it based in that Biafra, as it is based on the sort of a theocracy? Because in my own understanding, I believe that that at least there must be a springhead of a leader that will take up any mandate or anything that the voice can be heard of. But from their discussion, I have moreover, I see Biafra to be a center that's the theocracy.
I don't know what you mean by
what I mean, when you are talking of telling me about the Chukwu Abiyama being the sole leader, Chukwu Abiyama being the head, Chukwu Abiyama, it's not getting into me. I don't get in the sense. So I just want to be clarified a little bit. Because somebody asked you about the leader we were hearing before in Nigeria, and you said that person is not there, is not in. Okay, I understand what you meant on that particular aspect. But at least, I would have listened to hear that, for the moment, a voice that can be heard in United Nations that goes with our name is this. But in the sense, what I heard is that Chukwu Abiyama goes, and this Chukwu Abiyama, in my own understanding, is a god, okay?
It's not a god, it's God himself, creation. Chukwu Kike Chineke.
From your own understanding, yeah, okay, with all respect, yeah. That's the Chukwu Abiyama is the god, okay? Being the leader, then practically, are we talking about the theocracy when this Biafra is being installed back?
No, theocracy is a system of government run by people of a particular religious inclination. That is not what we are building. What we are doing is to return our people to how they used to be. Now, if we go and bring out somebody, you see, let us go back to what we have to try to solve this very problem. It's very simple. Is there any name where you come from in Igbo land where somebody is called Chinemeze? Is that correct? Have you heard a name called Madunemeze? I'm waiting for an answer. I rest my case. Because at the appointed time, somebody, it could be you. At every appointed time, they say horses for courses. We are going back to how we used to be before. If you send Ogranya to go and do Dinta's work, they'll mess it up, isn't it? Let's say you are our leader and you are not a good speaker, a good orator, a good negotiator. Do you think we're going to send you? That says no. We look for somebody who can negotiate properly and send that person to go and do that work. Two things kill us as a people, leadership and money. If you remove those two things, we are perfect beings. Leadership and money. Are we going to have hold a referendum around the world and say, now this is our leader? Or are you going to arrogate power to yourself? I will give you one simple example of how this thing works in practice. There is a man called Odenigbo. Dr. Innocent Odenigbo is a scholar. He lives in New Jersey in USA. Maybe if you are listening to Radio Biafra in the past, you will hear people call Radio Biafra and say, that person talking should sit down. We want to hear the voice of Odenigbo. Or we want to hear the voice of Dr. Kujese to lecture us on one thing or the other. People just calling Radio Biafra, people recognize your talent already. And when the time comes, it's not you. People will say, oh, go and call that very brother or sister to do this thing for us. Isn't it? And that way, a consensus candidate will emerge.
Okay. It's not that you have substantiated the whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have any other question? Before we go to the line.
Thank you. My brother, Biafra must stay. My question is,
already I thank you so far for bringing out your time, you know, trying to reach people here and there to tell them what they are supposed to know about their origin and how to put Biafra on where and how it's supposed to be. My question is right now, Director, since diaspora we are wide, and I know you are trying to, I hope you are with me, please.
Louder, I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening attentively.
Okay.
Attentively.
Okay. So, how, I have seen the way you are moving and the way you are trying to coordinate. So, I believe an advice to you, something like this, that you have to take time with the coordinators of each zones to make sure things is being done the way the national wants it. This is such an advice, because sometimes little sleeping, a little folding up of hands can spoil something that has been started over years. So my advice is not a question, it's an advice, that all the coordinators, including you, supposed to be always in hand so that people will be educated the more. People will know how are we going to actualize this particular dream. Because when you have a dream and you don't know the way to actualize the dream, honestly, it will be a malaria dream. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I will answer you. Every coordinator we have all over the world, I said all over the world in 70 countries and counting, we are the widest movement of its type anywhere on this planet. The reason why we have not done the things the way other people do is because we have refused to pay Yoruba journalists to write about us. We said no. We have refused to pay Yoruba journalists to write about our achievements. Because I said to the coordinators, we want the work you do to speak for itself, not what somebody else is writing. The work you do has to speak for itself. We want Biafra in truth and honesty, not just any other type of Biafra. What you're saying is correct. Our process and approach is very simple. We educate. We go home and remove all the bad people in our midst, and we confront our enemies. Three simple steps. What can you do? You ask yourself. Two things only. You choose one. You volunteer yourself to come back home to fight with us, or you mobilize our people here. You contribute your money for us to buy materials with, which I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. That's all. As simple as that. Three simple steps. You join us back home. Ikechukwu Enyiagu has gone home from Malaysia. Osito Okeke has gone home yesterday from Thailand. Our people are assembling from all over the world. This is 2014. You hear about us. We will surprise everybody. Do I look like Obazurike that talk rubbish and go and take money from people because you want to ride Jeep? Do I look like somebody that wants a chieftaincy title? My father is Eze, for that matter. I have told him the day Biafra comes, we'll do bonfire with your Eze seat. Eze is not part of our culture, if you don't know. If I want 15 chieftaincies, that I can have it in the morning tomorrow. I don't need that rubbish. It's nonsense. What is chief? Is chief an Igbo word? Is chief an Igbo word? I ask a simple question. Is it a Biafran word? Then why answer it? I said you will not see anything like us when we are gone. We want to purify and sanitize the minds of our people to return you to how you were before, when Ezioku was life. Truth was life then. If you lie then with your red cap, you die. Asozo,
You open your mouth, you bring out your tongue, and they will mark 7 incisions on your tongue. If you lie, you die. Hence the Ezeoku Bundu. Speak the truth and live. Lie and die. Is it because now we live at Ajegunle, at Wanda Wobomosho? And this is Jesus. Now lie, Yoruba. Let's take this call before I come to you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. I'm calling from Germany. My name is Michael.
Michael Onyemogi, what is your father's name?
Michael Onyemogi.
That's better. Please go ahead.
Yes, my brother, I've been following this Radio Biafra now for some time, and I'm really impressed from what our people is doing. So, what I wanted to add my own opinion, because if we want this Biafra to succeed, I think we all need to share our own opinions so that we can know how to forge ahead to enter Nigeria. And what am I trying to say? I don't want anybody to be offended. Likewise, the whole world listen to me. In every organization or in every country, everything starts from the room first. It's not the people that is in the
organization. No, your line is breaking up.
What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that we call our Biafra.
No, you have to call us back. The line is not very clear. I'm sure about that.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Hello, good evening.
You can't hear me, can you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Are you hearing me?
You can't hear me. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Please go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay. God net us. You are welcome. My question, I have asked this question before. My major point of my reason of coming here is that as soon as I heard the name Biafra, that's what motivated me to come. And I believe that Igbos, wherever they are, that the people that anywhere they are sitting, you watch and see how they present their matters. They show whom they are. The question of Biafra started when Nigeria, when the leaders was maltreating Igbos as they are doing right now. And there was a leader who never knew that he's going to be a hero named by Ojukwu. And the single-handedly he advised by his people what to do. Today he's no more. I believe there is no place in the world, there is nothing in this earth without having somebody mass people will be looking upon. Back home Nigeria, I have never heard from you anyone you said this person can be recognized. I mean, there is a way I'm seeing your speeches. You are just like you speak, I don't know, in a way you feel. But I think that we must, if it is something that all of us want, Biafra, I believe that we need to arrange ourselves.
How?
Arranging ourselves is having a leader. As this is the first time of coming to Brescia, we are now assuming that you people ought to tell us the level you have got. Maybe this person is the person we are looking upon. Not Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama is a guardian to all of us. That is what my belief is. So I believe that let us find a solution Yeah, because you have a very good vision.
So the problem is the leader. Is that the problem?
That is what I think.
Do you know what happened when the Israelites asked for God for a leader? What he said to them?
Well,
you read the Bible. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Do you know what? Do you know, did God want to give the Israelites a leader or not? Yes or no?
He told them that leaders.
What is wrong with me?
Yes.
He said, what is wrong with me leading you? The reason why you go to. Sorry?
He gave them Saul.
Exactly. Because they asked for. Mm-hmm. And he said what to them? I'm going to punish you with this as well. Is that what he said or not? Do you want to be punished? Give him. I'm asking you a question. What? Do you want to be punished?
Nobody wants to be punished. Exactly. I believe that the idea of what is wrong by Jesus Christ asked his apostles, what is wrong by leading them?
My dear brother, I will answer your question this way. Again, hopefully it will resolve it.
Mm.
If you mention a leader now, they will abandon what we are looking for and do exactly what was required, looking for money and looking for Jeep and wanting to go to Sovereign National Conference. All that rubbish. You see, we have a problem. Why don't you do your work? What you've been asked to do? And allow people for once. Why? What is wrong with our people actually saying, I recognize this talent in these people or in that person or in that man or that woman. Go and do this work for. What's wrong with that? Why must we arrogate power to ourselves? I don't understand it. What is this urgency and craze to arrogate power? That is why every Igbo meeting is being torn to shreds. In some places we have Biafra growing. People are struggling. I can't understand for the life of me why there is this need, this stampede to be Onyisi. Let the work you do speak for itself. If you have worked for your people, and we recognize leadership qualities in you, lo and behold, you will be our leader. Why must we give leadership to somebody who tomorrow will fail us? And we start all over again. Then you start counting. Oh, Wazirike has failed. This one has failed again. Why? Let people be tried and tested first. Before you announce anybody as your leader. You can announce it now. They start chasing contract and abandon Biafra. And start taking useless chieftaincy titles. And start lying to you. Is that what you want? It could be you tomorrow. But we want you to come up. That is why we are taking Radio Biafra, bringing this gospel everywhere. As in Owohonye Mafoga Mueze, is that correct? We don't know if the leader is here. We don't know. That is why we want you all to come up. Show us what you can do for your country. It could be you we are looking for. For goodness sake, I don't know why we find these things very difficult. Why are we going everywhere? Must a leader be found from, England or from Germany? A leader could be in Otrubo. Do you know? After all, when they were coming to, they brought the sons of Jesse to Samuel. Samuel said no. That the person is looking for is in the farm with the sheep. Is that correct, David? Am I right or am I wrong? So, all those that presented themselves before Samuel were not worthy. Let us leave this leadership issue. If we remove money and leadership from this Biafran struggle, we'll get it. Believe you me. We mix, we bring in these two things. Tomorrow somebody will say, that the director went to Italy, they bought him a scarf. I want a scarf as well. You know our people now? If you like something, others want it too. That is why we have problem. Go back to Oriental Brothers. If they can buy me this beautiful scarf, now I'm going to take a picture with it and put on Facebook. Others want it too. Then they want what you want. But if you let them understand the hard work, do you know how far we have come? Do you know what we have suffered? Do you know how I suffered when I was in detention? Do you know what it means to be driven by an escort of 6 cars armed to the teeth, to be driven from Lagos to Abuja, to be detained with coup plotters? Do you know what that means? For mosquito to bite you from morning till night. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means to feel that they are going to shoot you dead somewhere around Kogi? You don't know. Do you know what it means to be kidnapped by a Wazirike and beaten within an inch of your life? because you asked him why he lied, he got UN observer status. Do you know what it means to be despised by Igbo men who are corrupt? You don't know, you've not felt any of these things before. How do you know what it means for your life to be in danger? Do you know they sent people to assassinate me at Newi? Do you know that? So you think that leadership is something that somebody just wakes up in the morning and says, I'm a leader. Or meet in Obregon, meet in Balaga. Leader. Then we'll start all over again. By the work you do, by your fruits, we shall know you. Our leader could be here. Here in Brescia, you go and build Biafra. Convince us that you have what it takes to lead your country. And you lead us. I've said it before. The day that Biafra comes, I will quietly retire to my village. People say, oh, don't say it. I said, I will say it. Because we will have a constitution. You cannot break the law. Leave these things. Let us follow a natural course and natural justice to get this thing done. Very, very critical. Let's take this call. Can you give us your name, please, and where you are? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Give me your name and where you are. This is Nnamdi Kanu. Give me your name and where you are. Turn your system down. Speak to me via the phone and not the system you're listening with. This is Radio Biafra. How long can we continue with this? Amazing. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. The caller.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello.
My name is Okishun Abdul.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah, I hear you.
No, this line is not very good today. For some reason, it's not very good. I don't know what is happening to that. It's not very good at all. It's not good one bit. Please go ahead.
Please, it's no more question, but I believe questions that we have asked here is enough. I still doubt your approach to the Mezurike.
Yes.
This is the first time of hearing words like this about Mezurike.
You've not heard it before?
No.
Do you read the news?
Yes.
If you go back home now, write it down for him so he can Google it. Nnamdi Kanu kidnap, mass up. Give it to him so if you go, you can Google it. Put down also mass up, kidnap, Onitsha. Write it down. Put down mass up, Owasrike, Igbo youths, death. Do you know anybody in Onitsha? Go ask people in Onitsha. Why only last week Wednesday they were parading and saying they don't want mass up anymore in Onitsha? You land your container in Onitsha and you pay 20,000 naira or they will destroy it. Do you know that Mbuka Obosi was shut down till the beginning of February? They were on strike because of harassment by mass up members. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? No, you're not. Do you know, God in heaven, our people, news is important. Very, very important. You must read. When you come back from work, take some time off and go to all the news media on your mobile phone and read the news. Google that when you get home. You will find it there. Kidnap. That is why Owasrike can no longer visit the U.S. or come to United Kingdom. How can he get to Biafra? He kidnapped Pascal Okorie. That the U.S. government instructed the Nigerian government, if you don't go to bring him out, we will level that place. The Nigerian police stormed Okwe to go and rescue Pascal Okorie from the dungeons of Owasrike. You want a leader? You want a leader? Don't you have many leaders? Aton Zeribe, Iwanyawo, Rocha Sokorocha, Ochozo Kalo. Are they not leaders? Nwobodo, are they not leaders? I'm asking you. You know, our people follow people sheepishly. Sheepish. The fact I'm doing this thing for you today does not mean if I go tomorrow and compromise you, then you say, oh, but remember when he used to broadcast for us? That is nonsense. Berlusconi was tried after many years of being prime minister. It doesn't matter who you are. Evil is evil. That is why black Africa is in the... That is why we are here as third-class citizens. We can't resist evil. To look somebody in the face and say, what you are doing is wrong. Because I'm broadcasting, then tomorrow you hear I went to go and see Lamido Sanusi, that we're having a meeting. What would you think of me? Oh, forget it. He used to broadcast for us. What utter rubbish is that? What nonsense is that? It's called compromise. The British people voted Churchill out of office after he won the Second World War. They told him, as a war general, you're very good, but in terms of economy, no, you're not. We won't vote for you. Or on this UG and this, oh, come, he did this for us. Remember, he's our father. They are your father. And you're in abroad, fifth class citizen, doing all manner of useless menial jobs. But in countries where they hold their leaders to account, things are working. But where in your place where you revere a criminal, Onyoshi, how are things with you? Very, very bad indeed, isn't it? Please, who else has something to say? Go ahead.
Good evening, Radio Biafra. Once again, my name is Ogemeka Austin. I have one question to ask you concerning the struggle of Biafra. I want to believe, just like many Igbo people, that the history of Biafra is not and will not be complete without the mention of Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Juku, a man who fought for Biafra with his personal resources. So what I want to know is this very struggle now, because the actualization of Biafra is a struggle. This very struggle now, is it different from the one Ojukwu fought? Or is it the continuation? Thank you very much.
We are fighting for Biafra. The same Biafra, the same territorial area that Ojukwu declared, the same thing that he fought for independence and freedom for his people, that is what we are pursuing. Nothing more, nothing less. The only difference is that we're adding the Doma people. If they want to come, they can come. Is that okay? It's the same Biafra we're pursuing now. The same, but we're not going to lose. The difference between now and then was we lost, but now we can't lose, you see. Because you're in Brescia. We can't lose anymore. We can fund a war now for eternity if they want it. We are very brave people. Nobody can stop us now. Nobody. The only thing we're asking you to do is to embrace the truth. Stop supporting men who are evil. Keep your hands very clear and clean. That's all we ask. And then you see what will happen to you. Because truth is life. As barrister said, we don't believe in too much theory. You go to an Igbo meeting, they say, oh, Igbos must unite. What is your problem? You must unite. What is your problem? Oh, we must unite. We need unity. Without truth, you cannot unite. For you, I have said this before, for you to unite two things, if I put my two palms together, put my hand together, right this way, I can easily separate it. If you pull my arm here, you pull it this way, I will separate. If I put super glue here and close my hand, what happens? So, does it then hold that something must hold you together? Is that correct? I'm asking. This unity, an equivalent unity, something must bind you together. Is that correct? What is that thing? Then how can Obasanjo go and kill a Biafran not fighting Boko Haram? How can he come back and lie to you that he went to UN to get observer status when it's a lie? How can he tell you that 99 countries recognize Biafran when it's a lie? How can he print Biafran currency and exchange it for Naira and you still follow him? Is that the truth? Is what he's doing the truthful way to lead a liberation struggle? It's a simple question now. Is that how to do it? By lying to your people? I'm asking you a question. Sorry, you didn't know you printed money? Biafran currency? Biafran passport? Hey, it's a good one. Now you need to be listening to Radio Biafra. When you go there, you will see other news links. You go and read. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Elago, Damian, Chibuzo.
Yes, Elago, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Director, you are a good man indeed. I have been following you all these days. I want to let my people then embrace here to embrace the gospel. There is no need asking questions. Actually, they have to ask what they don't know. But I thank the super dear man who has endeavored you with all wisdom and knowledge to answer questions. Director, I don't have much to say. I just want to make announcements of our meeting tomorrow. Am I allowed?
Of course you're allowed. This is Radio Biafra. You are allowed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm taking this opportunity to let the Biafrans in Treviso to know that our meeting will take place tomorrow at each user place. Time 3 o'clock. For those that are coming new, they have to contact this number. 339-83-50-698. As well, I want to let National Director Mike Irania to know that actually the time is getting up because of this month's contribution towards our effort, that's the struggle. Let Mike as well announce generally for starting this issue because the month is almost over for us to comply with the national agreement. I mean, that's our quarter to national headquarter day. Again, let Mike as well let us know about the verse that we are proposing to do concerning that first May of demonstration. We have no more time over this. The area he summons the general meeting of the coordinators, it will be well. Thank you, Director. That's all I have to say. I say, Mechukwa Biamaho, always be with you. Continue being with you. God bless you and bless their friends wherever they are.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. That's the meeting. Yes, want to say something? Go ahead and say it.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans in Italy. As our coordinator in Treviso have said it, please. We let every coordinator, as you are having your meeting, remember our assignment. We are too late to fulfill our assignment.
There won't be. You hold on to the assignment. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is your unknown boy calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Please go ahead.
Here, local government, Anambra State.
Please go ahead.
I want to thank you so much for the great work you are doing and all the board of Radio Biafra. So what I just want to contribute here is that I just want to encourage all Biafrans to keep it on, that the fire is burning. Imagine our transmitter is not yet talking at home, and we have already mobilized this extent. I believe when we start broadcasting at home, it will be the game changer. So I want to thank you and give you courage, but it's a man named Uchemo and the rest of them, Kalmonde, to keep on with a great job. We are waiting for you here in Barcelona soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have been to Barcelona before. Yeah, they still want me back there. Please go ahead.
As our coordinator in Treviso said it, please, thank you, Lago, for remembering this thing because, you know, we are too busy this time and we are very, very late now. I want to announce to all our coordinators to mention Rome, Napoli, Verona, Padova, Vicenza, and our great Sicily to remember what Elago said. We are too late to fulfill our assignment in our headquarters, London. Please, I want to announce again our 30th May rally. Be prepared from now. Be prepared. We are making a very big arrangement for it, and I know that you will comply to the directive. We are late due to this Radio Biafra we are hosting. Please be with us. Any support, any suggestion, anything that will come out from you will be all welcome. We are highly, very, very happy. We are very, very happy to welcome your idea, your contribution, and anything whatsoever to make this our restoration of Biafra to be a real. And I am promising the Biafra all over the world that Italy cannot disappoint them. As we are here today in Brescia, what we are seeing here, you have heard them, they are all Biafrans. We have counted them. They are with us and they cannot go back. I want to announce again, please, our brothers, Biafrans in Italy, all the coordinators, please, as you are doing your meeting, remember our assignment. We are too late now. We are too late. 2 months. We are too late. We have to fulfill it. And other things, our rally. Please, thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Do you know what is happening in Ukraine right now? Do you see why white people are developed? Do you see why white people are developed and Africans are very poor? You follow corrupt leadership. Europeans, they don't like them. That is why UCHMFOR is telling me that there is revolution now as we speak in the Ukraine. That is how you change government. Not by saying, let us dialogue. Dialogue back walk. People talk what they don't understand. That is why we are poor. That is why we are swimming through the Mediterranean. Going through the, to come to where they don't allow corrupt politicians to stay. But in your place, you like evil men. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Just one more question. I don't know, but maybe if I made a mistake, you tell me that I'm wrong. Biafra, as a restoration, as a nation, it seems to be, it's only centered on the Igbo-speaking people. Or there are other non-Igbo-speaking people that are interested to this, please. If I'm wrong, just let me know.
You are wrong.
Okay.
Very, very wrong.
I emphasize more on it, please.
Yes. Do you
because,
think...
you know why I'm making this type of...
Yeah.
Okay, because normally the language, when we talk of Biafra, people always look at it. It's for the Igbos. So
I don't know. Where do you get that information from?
Is this a general observation?
By the Yoruba? Give me an example.
Before today, when I heard of the appointment, I tried to call in some of the Calabar people. The notion is that Biafra is for the Igbos. And the people vying for it now are the Igbos. So if it's wrong, I think you are in the position to clarify this issue.
Do you know the governor of Akwa Ibom State? Do you know his name? Do you know that he is more Biafran than you are? Are you aware of that? Good. I'm telling you now. So we will not even go to people who are abroad. You see, there is something called guilty conscience. Guilt. You've forgotten. Eh? Why is it that they cannot face you? When you commit crime against somebody and they catch you, don't you put your face on the ground? Do you want them to come out? Those that betrayed you? Do you want them to come out? Which face did the people of Ogoni use to look us in the face and say, come and help us, they're going to kill cancer we want? They couldn't come to Igbo people, could they? They couldn't because of their betrayal. If anybody from there is telling you that they are worried that this is an Igbo affair, it's because they are sitting on stolen property. It is called abandoned property. They are thinking that when Biafra comes, we'll come for revenge. Because, do you know that? Because of those properties. So, oh no, I'm not Igbo. I'm from Kaibo. Ndiara. Kaibo. But I'm not Igbo. But your name is Chinyere. Madness. My dear brother, our Akwa Ibom people are solidly behind us. When I mean solid, extra solid, as exemplified in the governor. God's will Akwabio. Go and Google him and Biafra. God's will Akwabio. Biafra. You know, Google is very good. Very, very good. People should go and do their research. Do you think I'll mention Biafra? We have gone into the Bakassi region in Cameroon. Talk less of Cross River. Where's Cross River? We've gone to southern Cameroon to make our alliances with them. Do you think I will just get up one morning and start shouting Biafra, Biafra, like you? Do I look like I was educated to you? I am an educated man. Very, very educated. Not in India, in England. This is Radio Biafra. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Jim Christopher Oloka. Calling you from Verona. I'm from Asia here, local government, Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to quickly say that I greet my fellow Biafras there in Brescia. Greet all my fellow Biafrans around the world. I want to make them understand one thing. If Director, as a man, we all know that he's a prince, a witty king, can risk his life to go around from one place to other, campaigning for our freedom. For my freedom, for your freedom, for all Biafrans' freedom. And somebody is sitting down there, doubting him, asking questions of doubt, asking for leadership. It's a shame. It's a shame because if I say it's a foolishness, or maybe it may look like I'm insulting my fellow brethren on here. And we all should know this, that man sitting before you there is not an hungry man. He's not looking for your money to get rich himself, or rather his family. If I were to be his shoe, I will not come for anybody. I'll be waiting for my father to go so that I will go and sit on my throne. For God's sake, Rafa's, wake up. Forget questions and ask what is the next step. Director, I greet you. Thank you very much. I don't want to go further than this.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. You see, this is why God did not give you Biafra before. You don't understand the meaning of freedom of expression. You don't know what is freedom of speech. So if you get Biafra and you're elected as a senator, and somebody comes on the street and says, you're a very foolish man, you order police to shoot the person. Police can't shoot the person. We want to build a Biafra where, as the prime minister, we can throw rotten eggs at you. And we are still alive. Did somebody not throw something at a Berlusconi? Was he pinned? Somebody broke Berlusconi's mouth. Did the Italian army go after that person? What is wrong with this COG black people? This COG, what is wrong with them? They don't understand freedom of speech. People insult me every blessed day. Does it take anything away from me? What you said in your mouth? I come on Radio Biafra and I preach the next day. Why are you disturbed what somebody said? Yeah, I'm angry, I'm going home. You see now that you're not a leader. By one simple thing you've done, you're not a leader. So you want us to vote you in as a prime minister, you carry gun and be shooting us when we criticize you? No, I got how you see any now. As I told you, I'm watching a meze. By their fruits you shall know them. Everybody is entitled to their opinion. What you need to pray for is that the majority of the people will come with your viewpoint. That is how you win argument. Not by getting up and walking away. That is the bane of Igbo meetings worldwide. That is why they achieve nothing. Year in, year out. Who the hell are you? If you're a human being, you'll be in your father's compound, not abroad, slaving, sweeping the street, and washing dead bodies. When an Italian person smacks you on the face, you go down your knees and you start begging, please give me a job. When your brother says something to you, you're upset and you want to go home. Now you see why you need Radio Biafra. To sensitize and educate us so that we are prepared for the kingdom of God to come. Give us your name and where you are if you're on Skype.
Yes, is that you, Namde?
This is Namde Kanu. Yes, I'm in Brescia, enjoying the company of my people.
Good evening to you and good evening to all Biafrans in Brescia. I'm very happy that you made it to Italy, Namde. My name is Samson Ajuka. I'm calling from Northern Ireland, UK. And I just want to highlight a few things to help with the last caller. Personally, the reason I believed in your gospel is because you never allocated power to yourself by saying you are a leader. You never did that. I am a regular listener, not a regular caller. And because you never said you're a leader, even the director you're answering was given to you by a smart person. And I know how you struggle to accept. And of course, you are the director because you are just directing the affairs of the people, indigenous people of Biafra. So I thank you very much for all you are doing. I just want to tell my brothers there in Brescia, asking questions is very good. But I would like if they will ask the question with open mind. Why I say open mind is this. When their question is being answered, if they are convinced, then they have to accept and join the struggle. But if they are asking questions with a closed mind, that means they have already concluded on their belief. So they are just asking questions for asking. So please, I have to tell us, please, ask a question. Try as much as you can to ask at open mind and help all what we are doing so that your friends can pray. So thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. I think we got what he was saying. The line, the reception here is pretty poor. That is why, but our signal is going out okay, so it's absolutely fine. This is Radio Biafra. Please, you have something to say? Who has something to say, please? You can go ahead and say it. Does anybody have anything to say here? You give... Yeah. Can you give a microphone, please? Microphone, please. So that the world can hear what he's saying.
Hello, my brothers of Biafra. What I just wanted to emphasize, the director has said it more. This is a new arena. We have not heard of this before. So I think we have the right to ask questions.
You do.
Even the questions might be stupid.
Yes, but you still have the right to ask it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because in a way, it might not meant for us, but people listening to radio, it can also be useful to them.
That is correct.
So thank you, Mr. Director, for your emphasis.
Thank you. But you're absolutely right. I remind you what somebody, a U.S. senator, said many, many years ago. He was on the campaign trail. And he said to somebody, to a journalist, I don't like your opinion of me, but I will defend your right to say it. You know what it means? Anybody can say whatever. That is how you get the best ideas. You don't know, we are behaving here like Gideon. Anybody that runs away, they are the saboteurs. If you take them along, they're going to take money and sell you out. But those that stay, regardless of what you say, you're going to battle with them. And you have men and women. I went to America to preach to them. And I called them hamburger eaters in America. Face to face. Some of them laughed and still stayed. And today they are formidable. Very strong. Others say, you're insulting us. I said, which insult is greater than begging for an extension to your visa? Huh? You go and you're begging somebody, please allow me to stay in your country and I'm begging you, please. I have four children. The last one, Angreka, is in nursery school. Please let me stay here. Things are happening. In Ukraine, the barrister will be with me. In Ukraine, there is a revolution. Uche Mefo is giving me commentary, line by line. And I'll read out what Uche is writing to me. He said I should stop answering some of these questions, which I disagree with him on that. He will answer because it could be useful to somebody else listening, not to those here. Somebody listening could be useful to them. People in the Ukraine, let me see if I can get it very well. It's a bit slow. He's saying here, this according to HMFO, there is revolution in the Ukraine. The unity of purpose. The people have taken over the seat of government in Kyiv. The president is on the run. But they have stopped him from leaving the country. These are ordinary people, though, mind you. These are people who are very serious. If they had not done this, do you think the president would have gone? Oh, there is a way to do it. It's by dialogue. With who? Ekwensu. How can you dialogue with Satan? Ekwensu, you want to dialogue with Okorocha? With Peter Obi, that killed your own flesh and blood, put them in the Ezu River. I need to go to Jambo for themselves. Do we even think at all? Men have done what men can do in the Ukraine. That is what we are going to do between now and the end of the year. We will set the place on fire. And we told them, wherever you run to, we are there, we'll kill you. If you come here to Italy, we'll donate somebody. Emma, we'll find you here. Pibuoge Mweba. Emma will give the Italian government 7 years in prison. With good behavior, he will go into prison with Bible. With good behavior, after 5 years, he will come out. Very simple. If you know how much we want Biafra, nobody will stand on our way. Believe you me. The best thing anybody can do from Igbo Union or Zikondi Igbo is to go and join our Hausa people. I want to be like Okpa Biaseka or Martin Elechi of Ebonyi or the other saboteurs we have still alive today enjoying. And happy boy and woof war. Okay, go. You can't live to enjoy it. We have told them, you will leave our land and go on exile. We don't believe in shedding the blood of a Biafran on Biafran soil. It's against God's commandment. We're against that too. But you will leave our land on exile. They think we are joking. You think everybody can talk about Biafra? Oh, there was somebody spoke about Biafra in 2003. And so bloody what? And what happened then after that? Guinea Mezia. I look at people and I look at men and I say to them, you love Biafra? I say, yes. If you cannot support what you believe in with money from your pocket, how can you give your life? Do you know what we suffered to open Radio Biafra? Do you know I was sleeping on the street? Do you know I lost my house because of it? I was sleeping in a car. Do you know that? I couldn't tell Uchemefo to open his house for me to sleep in. I was too ashamed. When I left him, I dropped him off. He didn't know I had blanket in the boot of the car. I went to Tesco's in Barking. That was where I slept. Do you know that? That Biafra may come. And you know the funniest thing? I knew that God was testing me. It was a test. To see how far you can go for this thing you believe in. And funny enough, after sleeping on the street for very many days, somebody came and said to me, I will give you a studio for Radio Biafra forever and ever in England. Have you had an Igbo person do such a thing in your life before? From Izuogo, Darlington Imo, I will give you, I will give, not me, I will give Biafran people a studio forever and ever, as long as I live. No rent, no electricity bill, no water bill, no council tax. In England. Because he loves his country. He doesn't believe in theory. So when I go, oh, I look at them and I laugh. Say, you don't know what nonsense you're talking about. Do you know that people have been watching us? Some of them come one after the other. Some give us 1 month, they came out. Others 2 months. Others, one said to me, okay, I want to wait till 3 years. If people are still strong, I will come. I know you're serious. We've been deceived before in the past. We don't like deception. Agogo. I said to people, truth can give you more than lies can. If you serve your people, they will worship you. Do you know that? Do you know Igbo people? Do you know Biafrans at all? Do you know them at all? If you serve your people, if Mbakwe comes out now from the dead, will Mbakwe buy food in his life? No. We'll go and build house. If he wants to live in a 50-bedroom mansion, I will build it myself if I can. We love our leaders. If Michael Okpara were to come out now, not even to campaign, to even endorse the party, that party will even answer vote for the party. Because they love their people. And they serve them. Look at those. Do you think we are stupid? Despite all the bigness they are doing, any day you die, you did not serve your people. Will anybody remember you? Okadi Igbo, Chubu Okadi Igbo. I'm talking about in the realm of politics. The most intelligent Igbo man to ever live is Mbonu Ojike. Mbonu Ojike is the most intelligent Igbo man that ever lived. Brilliant. You have Chubu Okadi Igbo. Equally brilliant. Given the might of Chubu Okadi Igbo, does anyone remember him? Why? What was his crime? Can you tell me? Give him the microphone, please. The world wants to hear his answer. Go ahead.
When he was the Minister of Education in the defunct Eastern region, he went inside the school and they removed when the church is using the school hall. He went inside the church, he removed anything that pertained to the church there and transformed the whole thing to school, that the church is not supposed to be the same thing with the school. And out of that, first of all, the family died in air crash, and other things followed.
Thank you very much. That is not just all. That was the beginning of his crime. Another thing that he did was to join MPN. He joined MPN and campaigned and insulted Zeke when he joined MPN, and Zeke cursed him. You joined Hausa Party, the same party that was killing you. You see, oh God, Igbo people, I feel sorry for them. Sometimes I get upset. They say, oh, but why are you upset? How can you go and join the same political party? So if Boko Haram form party tomorrow, you join, isn't it? Sorry? I agree with you. Do you remember him? Does anybody remember Zeke? Give him a microphone. He needs to speak to the microphone so the world can hear him.
There are certain things we have to compare and contrast. Zeke said one Nigeria. We have to understand exactly what we are fighting for at that particular moment. One Nigeria, in order to liberate us from the colonial rule, is one thing. Okay, so we don't have to compare it in this aspect now. First of all, because that time you cannot talking about one Biafra then, because already
they have
amalgamated us into a system where we must belong because we are forced to.
No, I disagree with you. Do you know Mbonu Ojike is brilliant? Mbonu Ojike told Zeke to write into the NCNC constitution in their convention of 1953 that any federating unit in the country has the right to absolute independence should they wish to do so. And Zeke said no.
But Zeke has not all that power to dictate among other people sitting on the seat then.
He does, because Zeke had the power over life and death. Without Zeke, there will be no one Nigeria. There was something called Araba, which you have forgotten. When the Northerners wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you understand that? It was, we need to, his son's name is Muhammad. You see, there are some things we need to understand here. Our people, you see an average Biafran man or woman going to the farm to go and farm. The fact that they don't have PhD doesn't mean they are idiots. They are, they have brain. They know who is working for them and who is not. I asked you here now a while ago, if Mbakwe comes out today, will he lack anything?
I want to say something.
The answer is no. If Azikiwe comes out, the same way we are treating Ekweme now, as intelligent as Ekweme is, as good a man as he is, as lovable and as likable as he is, does he move you? Does Ekweme stir you? Then I rest my case. I rest my case. Ekweme gave us South-South. Ekweme went there instead of Ekweme to argue, to look at these so-called Niger Delta people and tell them that we had four children. He actually had four kids. Four. One moved to Arochukwu, one stayed at Eri. One went to Owerri. Three of them. Then the stepbrother is the one that went to Izom territory, which you call Ijo today. Four of them. Anybody that comes from anywhere in Biafra land, you either come from Anambra State, you either come from Imo State or from Abia, or you come from Ijo. Bayelsa, no other place can you come from. Traceable. Traceable. He couldn't look at them and say to them, we are the same people. You and I are one. Who got Asare Dokobo to apologize and say that the killing of, that them supporting Nigeria was a bad thing? Radio Biafra, 2009. We devoted a week to dissecting the issue of Niger Delta, why they hate us. And he listened. He apologized. I asked them a question. Show me one person from the so-called Niger Delta killed by an Igbo person. Very simple but potent question. They couldn't answer. But I can tell you how many killed by Hausa people. Very simple. The argument was won that way. What we need to understand is that I don't like semantics. What is straight is straight. What is crooked is crooked. You don't find a way to justify if this same revolution, if the same circumstance or situation obtaining in Ukraine right now were to happen or be replicated in Biafra. You see people say, oh, leave the president. He's planning something. There's something he's planning. The president took money from Russia and said he will no longer negotiate with the EU. Is that correct? And people said no. Because there is a difference between darkness and light. The problem with African people, African men, is that they think there is always an area of gray. And I've been asking God, which strand of DNA in their brain is responsible for this? Why can't a black African man see the truth and say this is the truth, and see lies and say this is lies? Why must African people mix the two together to get shade of gray? What's wrong with them? That's what we ask. Why? That is why no country in Africa is developed. The only place that is developed is South Africa, but hey, it's a white country, isn't it? They built it. Because we are not original thinkers. We are not. We are not. And can never be. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Festus Unoka. I'm calling from Verona, the coordinator of Verona.
Please go ahead.
I just want to say we thank Shukwu Abiyama for a merciful journey today, Director. I greet all my fellow Biafrans in Brescia. I say may Shukwu Abiyama bless you all for honoring the invitation of our coordinator. I want to give thanks to Michael Irania, the central coordinator, because he's the real Biafra. It is not easy
But many people will be looking at that is very easy, but if you are there, you will know it is not easy. What the director is doing, what the federal coordinator is doing around Italy, it is not easy. Try to get our people together. I want to beg you people in Brescia, and I thank you too for how you people come out to come and welcome the Radio Biafra first time in Brescia. It's a pleasure for you people that is there today, because it is not going to happen like that again. It is your pleasure now to see the director of Radio Biafra, because when time comes, you will feel form to see him, you will not see him. If this time you are seeing it now, you give glory to Shukru Abiyama, because it happens once in a time. It doesn't happen every time. And I want to tell my fellow brothers again, wherever they are, to come out on the 31st of May.
No, it's the 30th of May. We are making it very clear, please. On the 30th.
Excuse me, director. I made a mistake. 30th of May. Excuse me, yes. 30th of May. We all should come out in mass, both Brescia, Milan, anywhere in this city. There is a Biafran. You must come out to honor the dead. It is very, very necessary. You people sitting there at the hall, you can bear me witness. Even in your own back of house there, you can notice that the white men, they honor the dead to the last hall. That is one of the reasons why I believe strongly that our miserable is happening. We must honor our dead. There is no Biafran son and daughter who did not lost someone else during the war. So we must come out to honor them that very day. It is very, very necessary. Don't commonize it. Because if you do, if you have anybody that died in that period and you refuse to honor them, the day the rest will honor the right people. Bet honestly, the calamity will follow you, and it will be on your family alone, because the rest of people will lose from the bondage. So I am telling you all this evening to join hands together in Brescia, to come out in mass and support the coordinator in Brescia to make sure that Brescia stands. And we shall invite each other one or two days to hold meeting together, because our coordinator is there and he will do so. He will announce it very soon. By the grace of Shukru Abiyama. Director, I thank you so much. I don't have a lot of things to say this evening, but I just want to give glory to Shukru Abiyama for coming to Verona to broadcast safely for good 3 days. God bless Shukru Abiyama. God bless Biafra. And I will pass my phone to my able chairman and the treasurer of Verona, Yes. Say one or two things, director, with your permission. Thank you very much.
Please go ahead.
Hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening. I want to tell you that we are back home now to Verona.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Thank God Almighty for that.
You see?
Director, I'm seeing the house of our coordinator, because I feel that if I will say, let me get to my house before I finally listen to today's broadcast, maybe before I get home, I'll get tired and sleep off. So I decided to stay here. In fact, director, I will say that today is we are most prepared, and the Spirit of God is added to you this evening. So I thank God for, you know, the strength in there, because the time we are traveling to Brescia, I thought that maybe this night we may not make it, because I felt that you are weak. But director, I would say that you are a man, slow in movement, but very hard in action. I thank God for that. I want to use this chance also to tell my people, mostly our coordinator in Brescia, PC, that they should tamper justice with mercy. I know that all the questions they are asking is necessary, but they will know that this Biafra is not a director's property. that the director is just being used by God to save us, Biafrans, from our suffering. Speaking too much grammar cannot help us. What will help us is for all of us to come out and join the crew in order to achieve our aim and go back home. You see, what I'm saying is that for 3 days, director stayed in Verona, and I followed director for 3 days. Now I'm down, and I don't know whether I will recover in the next 3 months. But the director has been going about since 1 year without breaking down. I think what I know is that the Spirit of God is the one driving him, not by his own strength. So what I'm begging my brothers here is, my brothers and sisters here, if there is any woman there, because I've never had a voice of the woman there. I don't know whether brother they have woman or not. But if they have, I want the women to come to. So what women. I'm saying is that, please, the brother people, you relax more on your questions and make contributions. Because I think director have answered all your questions. And none of you have said yes. I'm convinced with the answer. I want to hear you people say, I'm convinced with the answer. Because I'm giving you the necessary and needed answer. This man is a righteous man. This man is being sent. He's a God sent to us. He's God sent to us. You people are talking about leader. All the leaders we have before, what achievement has they done for us, that they bring for us? We have Zeke as our leader. We have all of them as our leader. What achievement, what have they achieved for the Biafrans or for the Igbos? The only achievement they have made is to fill their pockets with naira and dollars and have lands in London, in America, here and there. So what we are talking is not about our leader, about leaders. And some of you even said you read Bible, but you don't know about Bible. Because God told Israelites that he is their leader. But if you want the leader, I'll give you. But with this leader, I'll give you, you will suffer. So we don't want the leader. What we need now is somebody who can take us, who God can use to take us to promised land. That's not what we are saying. Because we have evil leaders. All of you are dressing yourself and presenting yourself as chiefs. Nothing is wrong with the chief. But I think this chieftain thing is entering into our praise. So let us think about ourselves, our future, our children, the future of our children, and the future of generations to come. You people should stop asking questions and ask, what are we going to do to achieve Biafra? So, director, because I want others to speak, let me just say, goodbye for now. I pray that two of them will continue to protect and guide you. In fact, I don't know what to say, but I only employ God to guide you and guide all the directors, all the members of Radio Biafra, like our barrister, Emmanuel, and our Lord of Parliament, these people that are on the line, risking their life for us. And we are here eating spaghetti and talking nonsense. Let us think and come back into our understanding and know that time has come for us to possess our possessions and go back to our country. We are here doing odd jobs. Some of you are answering doctors. Some of you are answering engineers. But you are engineering in streets and begging and doing bonjour, carrying bags about ringing bells for white man who supports Italians. They don't have petroleum, they don't have anything, but they live on tax. But they are far better than you. Ask yourself questions, you Igbo people, because God has given you sense. We are brave to use it, not to be stupid. Director, let me just stop. I don't want to insult my people, because I like them. I love my people. I don't want everybody to be annoyed. I'm just saying how I feel.
We are all frustrated.
My people, and I want my people to be free. Thank you, Director, and I say, God bless you to all Biafrans all over the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. And amen, he's here with us. We shall go to him in a second. The barrister has joined me. Barrister, you will speak. I am also waiting for Ikechukwu Enyiagu to come back to me to speak, since he went back home, I would say. Please go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, Director, before any advent, you know, there was an earlier announcement you made about court.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you could please make the announcement once I drop the phone. But before I leave, you know, when Jesus Christ was preaching around the synagogue, a group of people met him and asked him, "Are you the leader or another person to come?" He said to them, "For you have said so." The guy who was asking about leader has seen you, and he's still asking about leader. What can a leader do more than what you're doing? If that is a question of somebody, remember, if you don't have money, you go to the market, you come back home and tell them there are no good fish in the market. Simple leader, what would that do? Arrest my case. Carry on, Director. Bye.
Thank you very much. Our lines are all over the place today. I asked for a call to come through. Let me go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening from here. My name is Ikechukwu Enyiagu.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Director. I'm bringing greetings from Biafra land. Greetings to all Biafrans wherever you are this evening. It's actually night here at the same time as it is in the UK, in Italy. I am safe and sound in any way in Biafra land. And one thing I have to say before any other thing is to our people living in different countries of the world is that the future of our children, of our land, now lies in our hands. Whatever we choose to do in our daily commitment to this restoration tells so much on.
Yes, can you hear me? What is it? You've lost your what? Hello?
Hello, Director, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. The line cuts for a bit. Please go ahead. Go ahead and make it very brief, please. Go ahead before it cuts again.
Okay, let me recap what I said. I think, whatever we are doing today, I want to remind all Biafrans in different countries of the world, away from the zoo, away from Biafra land, that we are the remaining hope for our land. And everything we must do it very fast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. The barrister asked me to do something and I must do it. I am going to repeat the announcement I made earlier regarding the proposed meeting going to hold in Cork County in Ireland tomorrow. I am saying that meeting will no longer hold. They should meet tomorrow and attend the Igbo meeting instead to go and evangelize. Tomorrow they meet to attend the Igbo meeting. That's what I'm saying. That is what has to happen. And if any meeting is going to be convened in Cork, we expect the zonal coordinator for Cork, Peter, was here to be able to do so. That is the end of the announcement. Thank you very much. We have somebody else on the line.
Yeah.
Your name, please. Hello. And where you're calling from. Yes.
Yeah, I'm Anoki Febri. I'm calling from Italy.
Which part of Italy are you in?
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Which part of Italy are you in?
Okay. My name is Anoki Febri. I'm calling from Italy. Radio Emilia here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay.
Turn your system down. Please turn your system down. I can hear voices in the background. Turn it down and speak to me via the phone, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Very fast, I will do.
Can you
hear me clear now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Emeke Febi. I'm calling from Reggio Emilia, Italy here. Yeah, I'm from Anambra State, Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much, my brother. And because this the issue of Biafra, I've been hearing about it before. But this time around, I've confirmed everything. I also thank my friend that gave me the website. I've been listening to the radio Biafra, but today I'm happy to get you on phone, please. The way you are struggling, the way you are doing everything, motivating our people to come and listen in what is happening around on air. Please, I appreciate that very well. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you once again, my brother.
Thank you very
Hello?
Much. Yes, of course. You're calling from Radio, is it?
Radio Emilia.
Hey, Okwebunne Big India, we can.
Radio Emilia.
Radio, in a place from Emily comes from, is it? Emily?
In Italy.
I know. Radio Emilia. You are
yes.
going to be our contact person there. We want you to assemble Biafrans in Radio Emilia. The same way
okay.
that our dear brother has done here in Brescia, the same way others are doing everywhere. You will announce your number on the air so that those
okay.
of them listening from there will be able to pick it up and give you a call that Biafra may come to Reggio Emilia.
Okay. Listen now, I have my number, please. Can you hear me? Let me just call my number.
Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, 320. 419-1124.
Repeat.
320-419-1124.
Yes, the national for Italy will give you a call. Michael Iranya will call you, and you'll be formally instructed to start convening Biafrans in that very area. We want to
okay.
rise up wherever we are. We want to use something that is common to us, which is our numerous numbers all over the world.
Yeah.
We want to use it.
Okay.
Thank you, and God bless you. We have somebody on Skype. Is that correct? Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Mr. Nandan, director, this is Chukwemeka Ojukwu from France. I don't know if I'm allowed to
contribute. Yes, you're allowed to contribute, please, very briefly. Two minutes only. Go ahead.
So small thing to say, just a small thing to say. You know, I just, you know, my brother, I just respected you today. In fact, you, I don't know, sometimes I ask myself, are you really a human being? Because the way you answer questions, it baffles me. Even my father here, when you were asking questions, my father is here clapping his hands. You know, and then the question is coming to my head. I say, is this man really a human being? I don't know from which I don't know from where you who sent you from where you are coming from, because I have never seen a man like this. I have never seen. If my respect for you was 60% today, I will have it 99%. And 100% belongs to Chukwu Biafra. So, my brother, I just want to thank you very much. And I want to clarify something for our brothers and sisters. Please, you should not attack people who are asking questions. People, they ask questions, even the most stupid and foolish question on earth. Radio Biafra is for Biafrans and as well for our enemies. Our enemies can come in. They are allowed. They can come. Go and invite them. People can invite them to come in and say whatever they want to say. You know, American people, they say, bring your friend. Bring your friend closer to you. And bring your enemy more closer. You understand? So, we want them, let them come more closer so that we can know them. I am not afraid of people that... I know that all these people, all Jews of Carlo, what is his name, the Masob, Wasike, and the rest of all these people, they will send their own people, their agents, to come and destabilize us. But we are not afraid of them. One thing I want to let our people know, if you serve certain youth who are disturbed, you must be very careful, because this is no more a fight of a man human being, because this is a fight to tell them. You know what Bible said? When Yeshua was saying, he knows he's going to die, but he will betray that person from him that he will betray. God is going to punish that person that will send it to you, whom the devil used. We say, what betrayed you? If you make yourself available, the devil to use you to destroy what God is preparing. It will come up, God will strike you and strike your generation. Try and see. One thing I want to say is that you cannot fight with God. If human being is pursuing you, you can go to Kwabiam. But if some of them is pursuing you, where are you going to go? Where do you go? If people are pursuing you, you can go to Chukwabiam and protect you. And now, to find that Chukwabiam and is pursuing you, who will get you? If you want to try it, you can try and see. But one thing I am saying is that leaders or not, we have already a man called Namdi Dano, who is doing a marvelous work I have never seen any man doing on this earth. Who have taken all his life, who have denied his family life. You are there in your house with your wives and your children. But this young man is going from one country to another. Do you think it's something that he is doing for a pleasure? No. Listen, Chukwuabiam, the way he is not your capacity. This is not all about your capacity. What you do, but no, it is about availability. You can go to school and have all the diplomas on the whole earth. And if you are not available to use you, that's your diploma, you put it by side. A mere illiterate man, people can use him. And you, illiterate man, will be under. Let us be very, very careful, because not Chukwuabiam, he can even use a child, to do, to bring his works to existence. Let us not. On what
The line is not very clear today on Skype, especially maybe because of our location. But we have somebody else on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening. This is Toby calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, we are waiting. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. What is going on today with our lines? No. There's something that we must bring the program to a close anyway, because it's past 10 p.m. here. We've been running for over 3 hours, and we traveled quite a lot before then. Please, where is the coordinator here? Tentatively, you will close this program for us. You will thank our people. You will thank those that came. You will thank all of them. Thank them and thank the listening public all over the world. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, the director of Radio Biafra. On behalf of myself and the entire people of Brescia, we are thanking the Radio Biafra for visiting us here. It is indeed our pleasure. The job has been started. We have to dot our I's and cross our T's and see the formation of Biafra movement, indigenous people here in Brescia. And with time and with electronic address and others, we will be communicated and informed adequately on the progress so far made on the Brescia zone. Once again, thank you, Radio Biafra. Thank you, the national coordinator. Thank you all who have made this visit tonight a huge success. And I pray that God will grant you his journey mercies back to your various destinations. Once again, long live Biafra. Long live Africa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. And we thank you especially for hearing that we are around and inviting us to come here. We thank everybody that came to see us. Sometimes this is how we expect Biafra to be. There will be a ruling party, there will be opposition. We want them to bounce ideas off each other, not guns and bullets. We want people to disagree, yet come to an understanding that what is paramount is the good of the country. That is why, regardless of any argument you have, regardless of the how divisive the issue of religion may be, one thing is paramount, and that is Biafra. Biafra is too important. It's more important than anything, even more than life itself. Anybody telling you because of an issue, they may have issues with Biafra, that person is not worthy to exist. Biafra is more important than anything else. We debate the undebatable. Everything is on the table. That is why we are Biafrans, and that is why Biafra is going to come, because not only have we come, but because Chukwu Abiamah determined that we should come. This is Radio Biafra, whatever you are. What have something to say?
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I, Michael Iranya, once again, we are here today in Brescia. We have laid the foundation of Biafra in Brescia. And I feel that we have done it, and it must stand. I want to appeal to our brothers here in Brescia, the Biafran brothers here in Brescia, to, from today, you people can contact us where we are. We are expecting you people to join us so that this cross, we will carry it to the end. Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be with you and the way you people welcome us. I know that everything, the strength, the thing, all the things that you people lose to host this Radio Biafra here in Brescia, you are going to gain it in hundredfold. And I hope that from now onwards, you people will let us know that you are Biafrans. Thank you once again. I say thank you to all.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We value what they have done, and so has the Biafran family all over the world. Today, Brescia as well has been added to the map where you can come to and find Biafrans. So we are very grateful for all that you have done to make it possible for the voice of our people to be heard all over the world from this very place. We are indeed truly grateful to all of you that made it possible for us to be here. Perhaps as things begin to progress, one day we'll come back again, and then we'll do things in formal, grander style, I would say. Once again, we thank everybody who listened this evening. If you didn't get through to us, tomorrow is yet another day. Tomorrow will be in Venezia, is that correct? Oh my God, I keep getting all these things wrong. Vicenza tomorrow, we're in Vicenza tomorrow. And we must proclaim with every degree of certainty, and that we're not going to run a theocratic state, but however, that is not going to prevent us from proclaiming that Biafra is a religion. Biafra is my religion. That is how I worship God, through Biafra. Because my land is holy, you see. I know it is holy. And on this radio station is where we worship every blessed day. Because that same Chukwu Abiamah is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families, if they are here, if they are back home, wherever they may be in the world. But there is something far more important than life itself. That thing is called Biafra. This Chukwu Abiamah we praise all the time. To whom every honor and glory belongs to, will definitely bless Biafra. Thank you and good night.
Oh,
Señor.